Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, welcome. It is the eighth day of August, the eighth month of the eighth year, 2008. And I believe the Olympics also kicked off today, but that's not what we're really going to be talking about here on the air today. It is the Alex Jones Show, and I am Jason Burmis sitting in. Now, there's tons of stories to cover. A couple mainline ones I want to get out of the way right off the bat. First of all, President or former President Clinton has been tapped to speak at the DNC, and lo and behold, he will be speaking just before whoever the vice presidential nominee is. Now, you know, that would tell me that it's probably going to be Hillary Clinton. I've been saying this for some time now. Who knows, maybe they're just setting us up, you know, for people like me to say that, but it sure does look like Bill will be introducing his wife, who will be the nominee for the vice presidency of the United States. We all know Barack is going to get the presidential nomination, so I want to talk about that. By the way, we're going to be taking your calls most of the day today. We have Bob Chapman from the internationalforecaster.com on later, and we also have Jonathan Elinoff of We Are Change Colorado, and he's going to be talking about some great developments. He was actually able to get a permit for We Are Change Colorado about 1,000 feet from the Pepsi Center. They are in an entire park. We're going to go over all that, but great work, Jonathan, and as you all know, Alex Jones and crew will be covering the DNC live from Denver, Colorado. It's going to be a great time. I'm looking forward to it. I'm going to be sitting and hosting while that goes on. And folks, it's important we go to the DNC. Now, why? A lot of people will say, oh, it's the Republicans, the neocons, the ones that did this to us. No, this is a global agenda. And just because the Bush administration will no longer be in office soon does not mean this agenda ends. Let's get real. Let's get really real right now. Barack Obama is a globalist, okay? He is a minion. He's a good speaker. He's a charismatic, younger candidate that people feel like they can relate to. They believe it when he says that he is change you can vote for. Yeah, he's not change you can vote for. There's no change there. This is a guy that got caught getting off of his plane to go meet with Hillary Clinton in secret in the same exact area where the Bilderberg conference is being held. A lot of people will tell you, oh, that's a coincidence, nothing happened there. But then they gave three separate stories about where they met and what they were talking about. So you do the math. Then a week ago, he goes to Berlin in Germany, and he gives this big staged speech in front of all the people. I mean, they're pretty much predestined that this guy is going to be the president of the United States. I don't think there's many people out there that really believe that McCain has a fighting shot or that he's there for anything else but to take a fall, okay? But he gets up there and he starts telling the citizens of the world that they will be doing more and not less in this new world. A world that stands as one, according to Barack Obama. Now, he did not say New World Order specifically. He did not use that phrase. However, when Sky News covered the speech, it was even evident to them, Sky is a branch of Fox News, by the way, that this was a New World Order speech, and that is what they called it. Okay, so for all you people out there thinking that Barack Obama is the lesser of two evils, no, he's actually probably the eviler of the two because he is in a slicker package that more people will be fooled by, much like Bill Clinton mesmerized most of the population back in the 90s. You know, a lot of people still to this day tell me how great the Clintons were and, you know, how we need to get back to Bill Clinton's form of economics and his foreign policy or his domestic policy. But you see, he tried to ratchet up the police state, too. He used Oklahoma City. He killed all those people at Waco. He could have let those people live. There was no reason to come in with a tank, firebomb that establishment, kill all those children. When we get back, we're going to talk about this new recent development of them trying to frame Otta up as part of Iraqi intelligence. This is the Alex Jones Show, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com.
Thank you.
other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, folks, we are back. I am not Alex Jones. I am Jason Burmis. The websites are PrisonPlanet.com, Infowars.com, and TruthNews.us, among others. And I want to talk about this story in the Huffington Post. Now, the Huffington Post yesterday reported that that the administration was trying so badly to link Al-Qaeda to Saddam Hussein and, you know, his regime, even after the fact that after they had actually invaded the country and caused, quote-unquote, regime change, okay, they were still interested in linking ADA, and not only linking ADA, but also trying to prove the Niger weapons thing and, you know, the enriched uranium, all that bull. And how are they trying to do this? Well, turns out in their little deck of cards there, remember the deck of cards? I mean, we're so sick. People bought those cards. I know my friends had them. They had them at gas stations. We all remember the deck of cards, the oh-so-evil deck of Iraqis. Well, turns out that the Jack of Diamonds is a millionaire on the U.S.'s dime. That's right. Let me say it again. The Jack of Diamonds is a millionaire on the U.S.'s dime. This guy was a paid informant from the start. And what they wanted him to do just shows you how far these people will go. I mean, sure, they'll throw out plans about painting up PT boats and saying that they're Iranian and throwing in U.S. Navy SEALs to get shot at and start a shootout and probably kill those people and, you know, start a false flag event in order to go to war. But what they wanted to do here was manufacture a little bit of evidence after the fact to try to say that they were justified in both of their invasions. And what they said was that we need you to write this letter and we need you to date it 2000 prior to 9/11, and we need you to say that ADA was running around and that you were helping fund him through Saddam Hussein. And I'm like, wow. So they really were trying to pin a relationship between ADA and Saddam Hussein and then say that somehow through this depleted uranium WMD scam, he was raising them money. See, so it took care of two things at once. First of all, he would have weapons of mass destruction even if you didn't find them because of this letter. Well, who knows what he did with them, but he absolutely had them. And then two, he may have been involved in 9/11. I mean, they only tried to make that link, oh, I don't know, thousands of times. Yet, I'll still hear, you know, neocons and people in denial tell me that they never said they knew where the weapons of mass destruction were when, you know, Donald Rumsfeld got on TV several times and, oh, they're in the Tora Bora Mountains. We know exactly where they are. They're showing, like, intricate diagrams of these cave-dwelling operations that just don't even exist. I mean, you should see somebody. Listen, type in, Al-Qaeda Cave or Taliban Center. I mean, you would think this is something out of Dr. No, out of a Bond flick, the way they made this mountain look like a military operational center. Well, I got news for you. The only people that would be able to turn a mountain into this type of military operational center would be a westernized government, much like ours or maybe Europe's. Not many other people are going to be able to do that. But they really did, you know, put the fear of the boogeyman into all of us. And that's, you know, that's why I just put together this new film, Fabled Enemies. Just wrapped it up yesterday, mastered the DVD, going out today. And this film really deals with not what didn't happen on 9/11, but what did and who was involved. You know, after I've traveled the country for the past couple of years with Loose Change, I got a good amount of the same questions. Why didn't you talk about this? Why aren't the Israelis in your movie? What's the connection to Saudi Arabia? And, you know, I would go on and I would answer these things, but never really be able to give a full spectrum analysis. Well, now my film is on the way, and I really think I've done a bang-up job of not only coming up with 80% new news footage, stuff nobody has ever seen, ever. It's not on YouTube. I guess a couple of the clips are now on YouTube, but most of it's not on YouTube. Very tough stuff to find. I mean, I literally combed through archives to find this stuff. And to give you the overview, we start with 9/11. And the reason I start with 9/11 is because I want to make it clear to people there was no other suspect other than Osama bin Laden. No other suspect, okay? If you watch from that day, literally, before the second tower even gets hit, some of the news organizations are talking about him as a suspect, okay? We're talking talking heads like Tim Russert, Tom Brokaw, Katie Couric, Matt Lauer, Oliver North. Oliver North says something outstanding. He's like, oh, I'm told by insiders that Osama bin Laden likely deployed more than 50 terrorists. Jeez, unbelievable. So I take you back to that mindset. I mean, there literally was no one else, okay? I've got them saying they're 90% certain it was bin Laden. This is before, this is less than 12 hours after the attack, these people are saying this. You know, they can't catch anybody. They can't stop any of these attacks. Yet, they know exactly who did it as soon as it's over. So I make that point pretty strongly in the first couple minutes of my film. Now, I move on from there. I show you how the hijackers repeatedly had intelligence ties, not only trained at U.S. bases, but lived with FBI agents, protected from members of the CIA, by other members in the FBI and the CIA, by the way. See, there's always some people that are trying to do the right thing. They're compartmentalized. They believe in this country. They believe in the Constitution and Bill of Rights. They think they're doing good for the world, and in most cases, they are. But then when they go after people that are involved in black operations, they don't understand why their investigations get pulled, why gag orders begin to happen to them, why their reputation is ruined, why they become paper pushers. It's because they tried to rock the boat. They tried to get in on this black op. So that brings us to the next chapter of the film. We go over, you know, the FBI cover-up. We go over, you know, Larry Klayman of Judicial Watch bringing Robert Wright and other people's stories forward. And we also cover John O'Neill, the man who was in charge of going after bin Laden for the FBI. And what happens to him? Well, he's so upset that they keep obstructing his investigations, he decides to leave. He gets hired by Kroll to become head of the World Trade Center security. He moves his desk in the day before 9/11, and he's killed during the attack and completely silenced. And that's just, you know, the first few chapters. Then we really start getting into the hardcore stuff. Saudi involvement, Israeli involvement, Pakistan being set up. Okay? U.S. government officials admitting that foreign governments are involved in 9/11. It's a powerful film. We hope you see it. It's going to be available September 1st on the web, and we're going to have some trailers for you this weekend. So I'm very excited about it. I want to thank Alex Jones for giving me the opportunity to put this film out. I think it is a great piece to go along with Loose Change Final Cut or Loose Change Second Edition, especially if you want to see something that doesn't have anything to do with the Pentagon strike, doesn't have anything to do with what happened at Shanksville, doesn't have anything to do with the controlled demolition of the World Trade Center. This is a very different movie, folks, and I hope you support me and check it out. In fact, if you go to myspace.com/fabledenemies, you can be our friend on MySpace and help get the word out. It's amazing what you can do with a little bit of motivation in this country. Another big story that I wanted to cover, and I covered briefly with Alex Jones earlier in the week, was this cab driver. Because now they're saying, well, he could be out in as early as 5 months. And what cab driver am I talking about? I shouldn't even say cab driver, limo driver. Bin Laden's limo driver. Now again, let's go over it. This is his third trial. Let me say it again. It is his third trial. He's been picked up since the quote-unquote beginning of the war on terror. Okay? It's just unbelievable to me. The guy got tortured for years and years and years in Guantanamo Bay. They tried him twice for terrorism. They found nothing. Let me say that again. They found nothing. These are rigged military tribunals. This isn't a jury of his peers. Okay? These aren't people off the street. These are people in the military saying, oh, no, he doesn't have anything to do with terrorism. You know, this guy was probably just trying to feed his family. He took a job as a limo driver for a rich guy. He has no idea what's going on. So then they bring this other show trial out, and that's what it is. It's a show trial. It's something to put into the consciousness of the American people through MSNBC, Fox News, CNN, AP, all the mainline websites, that Al-Qaeda is real, they're around every corner, and we're getting them. Look at this guy. We're sentencing him. So anyway, he got sentenced to 5.5 years, and they're saying, well, he could be out in 5 months. Or not at all. Or not at all! This guy had his head in his hands, weeping and crying like a little baby when he was sentenced to this, because he knows he's not getting out. Well, listen, they're not letting him out in 5 years so he can tell the horror stories of how he was tortured again and again in a private military prison, only to be brought to trial three separate times so they can convict him of driving a limousine and then send him back to torture. It's absolutely incredible, don't you think, Alex?
And you got to fade me up there, Burmese.
Oh, you got
And they have now, Burmese, put out more fake Intel Center videos claiming that people out of Pakistan are going to attack the Olympics.
I read an AP thing right on the way in here that they're now gearing up to go into Pakistan because it seems like that is the next enemy. They've geared us up.
Well, that's
so
where
long.
They flew the 6,000 Taliban and Al-Qaeda chiefs out to. But, I mean, how incredible is it
on C-130s, by
that it's
way.
Now coming out that they ordered the FBI to manufacture evidence that Iraq sent the anthrax letters, that they've been ordering people to write fake letters saying yellow cake. I mean, these are complete criminals, absolutely convicted in the court of public opinion. The public's being financially robbed by them, and some of the neocon followers still love it. And so I want to tell them, don't worry, you're going to get hurt and hurt real bad. Listen, I took off today because I've got a lot of business I've got to take care of, but I'm like an addict. I am walking by the door out here doing work and hearing you in here. I never covered this Monday when it first broke. People think I'm trying to bash police, but I'm not doing that. These are the type of stories we end up ignoring, but now it's gotten worse. Police raid Maryland mayor's home and kill his dogs, and the police say they're proud of themselves. So I thought we might just mention that when we get back, and then get back into your Alcieta stuff.
We'll cover that when we get back. PrisonPlanet.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, CNN is reporting right now on 888 as they launch the Olympics this morning at 8:08 with all their occultic activities with their Hitler Olympic rings. CNN reporting Georgia has been attacked by Russia. That's Georgia in Eastern Europe. We're not kidding. I'm looking at CNN.com right now. Georgia's president said today, this is 21 minutes ago, that his country is under attack by Russian tanks and warplanes, and he accused Russia of targeting civilians as tensions over the breakaway Georgian region of South Ossetia appeared to boil over into full-blown conflict. Now, remember, the Russian foreign minister just 4 months ago threatened to nuke the United States and Western Europe if they continued to move in weapon systems into Georgia, Ukraine, and other areas. They moved those weapons in 2 weeks ago. Russian forces have hit. Burmese, I'm afraid that you can ride shotgun today, but that's it. I'm just not going to be able to get my other chores done. I can't sit here on 888 while Russia is invading. My God, ladies and gentlemen. Listen, this is how World War III can start. People go, wait, you say it's World War III, it's World War IV. The neocons call it World War IV. They call the Cold War World War III, so they're calling this World War IV. But this is what they plan. Encircling Russia, encircling China, fighting with the Arabs, and stage terror as a pretext to move into the Middle East. And this is it. And McCain's saying, if we get into a world war, which he's saying could happen a month ago, or actually 3 weeks ago, that he's going to call for a national draft. This isn't a game, ladies and gentlemen. This is the globalists creating world conflict so they can wage war against individual populations. Burmese, read the report to people.
Sure thing, Alex. Let's break it from the top. This is amazing, by the way. If you go, you can watch a little video. I mean, there are really tanks literally rolling down the streets, Alex.
Hundreds of them.
Yes, it's not a joke. This isn't just one little offensive by one military unit. Georgia's president said...
Hold on just a minute. Let me get the alert out here.
All right.
Hey, call Watson and Nemo and all them and tell them Russia's invaded Georgia. Full coverage right now.
All right. All day, they've been bombing Georgia from numerous warplanes and specifically targeting the civilian population.
But I was driving in right before the show, and this isn't even news. it's no big deal.
No big deal at all. It had to have started at least an hour or two ago, and we're just getting it 15 minutes ago on the AP. It's not even AP, it's CNN. I mean, it's not even being reported by my little news blurb over at Yahoo. Let's keep reading. President Mikhail Saskovitz told CNN in an exclusive interview, this is the worst nightmare one can encounter. Hundreds of people, possibly thousands, are fleeing South Ossetia to the Russian region of North Ossetia, Alania, the United Nations reported Friday. So they've kind of been gearing up. Wait, no, this is right now.
Oh, well, the Russians said, we will nuke you.
Wow. And then about 400 more are believed to have fled to other parts of Georgia, the United Nations. I hate it when the United Nations has to report this.
Now, wait, our enemies will edit this show where I just talked about the Russian foreign minister threatening nuclear attack. Mm-hmm. They will edit it to where I just said that Russians have launched an attack. Kind of like ABC News during Y2K announced they came out and said a missile's been fired from Russia. NORAD's telling us if it's coming to the U.S. I reported the ABC News, and then my enemies edited it to make it sound like that we were saying a missile had been launched from Russia. We're just reporting what CNN is saying, that they have invaded Georgia, and then I'm going back to several months ago. You can pull it up when the official Russian foreign minister said, we will use nukes on you, we will attack, we will go into Georgia, we will go into Ukraine, we will go into other areas that you've been moving your special forces into. And yes, U.S. special forces are in Georgia. Go ahead.
Now, they're saying 150 Russian armored vehicles are down in South Ossetia. You can watch the video, so you can see these tanks rolling
down.
No,
they'll say we made it up.
Yeah, they'll absolutely say we made it up. But I want to let people know that this is a quote now. We are receiving reports that a policy of ethnic cleansing was being conducted in the villages of South Ossetia, and the numbers of refugees is climbing. So they're literally there to kill the civilian population. Ethnic cleansing, folks, in this day and age, and Russia is conducting it. Unbelievable.
This is unbelievable. I'm going to go out here and work on it. You keep going.
Yep, you got it. So here we go. I mean, let's hope this isn't the kickoff to World War III or IV, whatever you want to call it. But this is not good news. When you have multiple world conflicts like this, you set the stage for a global battle. And if you don't think that they want some kind of a global conflict to bring in a global solution, you just don't know this country's history. You just don't understand how they brought the United Nations into being, how they tried to get a League of Nations before that, in the wake of World War I, and were unable to do that. But in the wake of World War II, they were able to get a form of global government in the United Nations. This is very, very scary. When Russian tanks are rolling down streets, killing civilians, you better get worried, folks. It's the Alex Jones Show, PrisonPlanet.com, InfoWars.com.
Took it all away. The names and the meadows, the places where you used to play. It was an inside job, by the well connected. Your little protest, so merrily rejected.
We are back. It is the Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Burmis sitting in. Alex is around the corner, but he's really trying to set up some guests right now to talk about this situation. This is the real deal, folks. This is a serious geopolitical mess we are in right now. Right now. And you know what? I'm going to try to pull up right now these tanks coming in and see what CNN actually has to say about it. But I guess there's a lot of dispute over whether or not South Ossetia is even a part of Russia. Their secession was never, ever, 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 ever recognized internationally, whatever that means. But it seems that more and more news agencies are picking up this story. And I'm going to read this one out of, wow, this is just incredible, the video that they're showing. This one is out of the Times Online. Russia threatens military response to U.S. Missile defense deal. Now, this was reported about a month ago, okay? So this was the run-up to what's happening today, is that they said, hey, you bring these missiles in, we're going to attack, and it looks like they have, Alex.
By the way, Jason, this is only the report I could find during the three-minute break. There were several other threats going back. This was July 9th. in a separate area dealing with the Czech Republic. Again, Russia threatens military response to U.S. missile defense deal. Russia threatened to retaliate by military means after a deal with the Czech Republic brought the U.S. missile defense system into Europe a step closer. The threat followed quickly on the from the announcement that Condoleezza Rice signed a foreign agreement with the Czech Republic to host the radar for the controversial project. Moscow argues that the missile shield would severely undermine the balance of European security and regards the proposed missile shield based in two former communist countries as a hostile move. Now, let's be clear. This isn't a West versus communism. The globalists are bringing in socialism here. They're destroying the Bill of Rights and Constitution. They're funding radical Islamist al-Qaeda groups worldwide to destabilize the West, to scare the population into submission. All over Russia, they are encircling, funding Chechen rebels, you name it, to attack Russian forces to elicit a response. And this is literally the incredible bravado and arrogance of the New World Order crowd in Washington, London, and Tel Aviv, poking Russia. And there is no doubt this is a major hot escalation here. We will be forced to react not with diplomatic, but with military technical methods, the Russian Foreign Ministry said in a statement. Now, I'm trying to pull the one up from a couple months before that where they threatened the use, saying we have nuclear weapons. We're going to pull that and read that on air for you. The ministry did not detail what its response might entail. Now, Dr. Rice, the Secretary of State, hailed the agreement as a step forward for international security. But see, this article is boiling it down just over missile defense and radar, which missile defense is meant to be moved in so that Russia can't counterstrike with missiles if they're hit, so that their response missiles can be shot down. This is the equivalent of when the Russians moved weapons into Cuba during the Cuban Missile Crisis in 1961. Burmese?
Well, what I'm finding very, very interesting about this is the timing. I mean, this is literally happening on the day that the Olympics has kicked off, and the international community is pretty much preoccupied. And all the drones out there are pretty preoccupied as well. I've queued up this CNN clip. Should we throw it on, Alex?
Yeah, let's do that in just a moment. And then after we do that, Russia mulls arms in Belarus to counter U.S. shield. This was Reuters 2 days ago, Wednesday, August 6th. Russia may consider deploying a strategic bombers or station tactical missiles. That's frogs. And its close ally, Belarus, a counter measure to planned U.S. missile shield in Europe, Moscow envoy in Minsk said on Wednesday. So they're threatening and been threatening to invade a bunch of different countries that were basically through covert means that the globalists went in, had those governments overthrown, put in pro-U.S. governments who are setting up the same torture squads, the whole nine yards, bringing another form of tyranny into the region. And this affects us all, ladies and gentlemen. We don't have fallout shelters. We don't have bunkers. The New World Order does, and it's order out of chaos. They want to bring in a global crisis to offer their solution. Jason, go ahead and play it.
You got it.
According to Russian state television, to be a major development in this crisis between Russia and Georgia over the breakaway Georgian territory of South Ossetia. Pictures that have been broadcast on Russian state television, Channel 1 television, in fact, in this country, over the past several minutes or so, show a convoy of Russian tanks and armored vehicles moving, according to the commentary on the television station, into the breakaway territory of South Ossetia, so crossing the Russian frontier into the neighboring country of Georgia to bolster, I expect, the Russian peacekeeping forces that are already on the ground in South Ossetia as a result of an international agreement to bring to an end the ethnic fighting that took place in that territory in the early 1990s. Now, according to state television, these tanks and armored vehicles should be approaching the regional capital, Skhinvali, within the next hour or so. And that would obviously put them in dire...
We're going to play more of this in a moment. But this is just an incredible whitewash. Oh, the tanks are coming to take over the capital. It's just a friendly, happy thing from back in the 90s. Meanwhile, Russia's threatening everybody. And this is how they spin it to not divert the public from worshiping the globalist shindig known as the Olympics. Please continue.
Confrontation with the Georgian forces that say that they have completely encircled that main city in South Ossetia. So a very dangerous, very dramatic development in this crisis.
These are two armies coming together.
Andrew.
Yeah, back that up, Burmese. Back that up about 30 seconds.
A muscular response to this, Matthew, because
Skhinvali, within the next hour or so, And that would obviously put them in direct confrontation with the Georgian forces that say that they have completely encircled that main city in South Ossetia. So a very dangerous, very dramatic development in this crisis that we're apparently now witnessing, Andrew.
Why such a muscular response to this, Matthew? Because Russia does recognize Georgia's sovereign territory.
It does, and Russia repeatedly restates the fact that it respects Georgia's territorial integrity. But at the same time, it always says that it will protect Russian citizens. And over the course of the last decade or so, what's happened in South Ossetia is that many of the ethnic Ossetians that want independence from Georgian rule have taken the option of Russian citizenship. They've been fast-tracked towards Russian citizenship. And so now perhaps as many as 90% of the population in South Ossetia hold Russian passports. It's really very much supported the separatist movement. The separatist government is very much supported by Moscow, by the Kremlin. And it's on that basis that the Russian foreign ministry and Russian officials and the Kremlin say that they'll do everything they can to protect Russian citizens. In addition to that, as I mentioned, there are a force of Russian peacekeepers in the territory of South Ossetia. And we understand from the Interfax news agency and from other Russian officials that have been broadcast on state television and elsewhere that a barracks of the Russian peacekeepers stationed in South Ossetia came under attack from artillery shells from the Georgian side.
Okay, we've now got some audio and video of fierce fighting we're going to play for you here in a few minutes. While he's queuing that up, let me give you some of the background on this. Russia, because the population in Russia itself, in the heart of the cancer that was communism that the European, U.S., and British banks funded, 90-plus years ago, that had run out of steam. Even the East German security apparatus wasn't oppressing people like they were supposed to anymore. They had to stage this collapse. They put all their hammers and sickles back on, the vehicles. They have basically just brought in kind of a commie-slash-fascist system. So we're not saying Russia's good. Like, we're not saying Iran is good. But above all of this sits this larger globalist system that manipulates these different factions together. Now, Russia, now with all this oil money and natural gas money, is reasserting itself. The Anglo-American establishment, backed up by London and D.C., has been moving in and aggressively pushing Russia, taking more and more of its satellites over that it had, when it partially collapsed, that it had lost. So there's a fight over these different sectors going on right now. And this is an example of a major flare-up. Let's go back to the late 90s in the final days of the attack on Serbia with the handover of more than one quarter, about, 27% roughly, of Serbia to hardcore al-Qaeda groups, backed up, of course, according to government Senate reports, by the CIA and al-Qaeda, going in and attacking the Serbs. It'd be like a foreign government attacking. It'd be like if Cuba attacked Texas and Mississippi, Louisiana, Florida. And then when federal forces came into the area, the United States and NATO came in and bombed them, the Russians poured in mass, went down into Pristina, the regional state capital of what is now officially the country of Kosovo. Today, our media lied and said that wasn't the plan to make that be a breakaway, but that was the plan the entire time. And there was almost a shooting war with U.S. Special Forces on the ground at that time with large groups of Russian Special Forces backed up by major columns of armor and aircraft, and there was a tense standoff there. And so now we're seeing fierce fighting flare up. Jason, go ahead and play that newest clip for people. Here it is. We're seeing images of car driving through a city as artillery detonates and explodes, missile launchers, tanks, just, oh my God, look like hundreds of tanks. The Russians always love their propelled, self-propelled missile platforms that have the scores of missiles in them. Just unbelievable, massive Russian invasion. This looks like scenes of World War II that we're seeing here on the screen right now. Yeah, we're posting all of this on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com right now. Just massive, massive columns of Russian armor, artillery, self-propelled, anti-personnel and anti-armor missile platforms. Again, this is press from miles away, videotaping different plumes of artillery and missile barrage impacts. Burmese, that's pretty hardcore.
Not only is it hardcore, but I want to reiterate that this is not the Russian military invading another army. Okay, they're attacking civilians. There's no army to fight here. They're literally going there to take over a territory, and they're attacking civilian villages. This is unbelievable.
Well, that was one blurb in the CNN piece. They're talking about civilians that have been in revolution against each other in a struggle by the pro-Russian forces in that province against the mainline Georgians. So it's similar. States always use minority groups in regions to export larger crises that can bring down a government. So what you have is you have two different sides fighting, you know, kind of like two dogs with a tug of war, and this is escalating. But they did report there are Georgian government forces that came in to surround the breakaway sector that borders Russia. And so basically you have Russian forces going in to back up rebels in the ethnic minority area that see themselves as Russian, as you heard, 90%+ holding Russian passports. So it's very similar to what you saw with the Kosovo situation, where the U.S. went in and used Islamicists out of the Leninist state of Albania to attack. Again, the U.S. using communists to go after free marketeers who were setting up their own wonderland. I mean, Serbia was becoming a first world nation. People were vacationing there. They were building up their own industries. That had to be destroyed. So don't think this is the U.S. and then they're fighting communists. This is the exact opposite of that. Both sides are evil. That's how it works. See, they train us that one side's good, one side's bad. No. Just like the Bible says, almost all governments are completely and totally wicked. Here's some of the other news we have coming in, for those that don't know. Masses. I mean, Burmans, we're here watching this video. How many missile launchers, how many artillery, self-propelled artillery systems, how many tanks were we seeing just from those video clips? It looked like hundreds.
Yeah, I mean, missile launchers alone, in the 5 seconds they were on the screen, you saw a couple dozen. You know what I'm saying?
Well, it was just endless hills of them. Just, it showed a field going away with just scores of them.
Yeah.
And it cut to masses of armored columns of tanks going in.
And it doesn't look like they're covering it right on the ground there either. Other than these tanks coming in, all you're seeing are these huge plumes of smoke when they launch.
Yeah, that's right. You've got two different video feeds. They're showing one from inside Georgia, what looks like about 4 to 5 miles away. Huge plumes on the horizon. I mean, these are gigantic plumes because they're many miles away, and these things are filling half the screen. Then you have Western reporters that are on the Russian side watching the armored columns go in.
Yeah, and the timing.
So there's Russian forces are just pouring into Georgia. This looks like a major invasion.
Yeah, and the timing is very, very suspect to me. This is a time when we're talking about possibly invading Pakistan, or that Musharraf may be overthrown, and all of a sudden they're the enemy. And I've heard a lot of talk that Russia and Pakistan may form an alliance against us in this next World War III. I know there's a few people on the horizon that have been talking about that, and I didn't really think that was possible. Do you think that's going to be a possibility right now?
This is all just completely amazing. Caucasus in crisis. Georgia invades rebel region, London Telegraph. The Caucasus have descended into a crisis after Georgian troops launched a full-scale military assault against Moscow-backed rebels. I had a feeling I had to come in this morning. My wife's like, you got all this work to do. Why are you going into that office? And I'm like, listen, I just got to go in there and make sure everything goes off good with Burmese. I had a feeling. I've never really come in here and taken over when you've been on before.
No.
And here we are, 888. Man, the globalists love weird dates. The Caucasus have descended into crisis after Georgian troops launched a full-scale military assault against Moscow-backed rebels in an attempt to wrest control of the breakaway region of South. And it goes on, Georgian military commanders confirmed that invasion began in the early hours of Friday morning, raising fears of a serious diplomatic crisis. Diplomatic? This is military. Between the country's Western allies and Moscow. The United States swiftly called for calm, but appeared to apportion more blame on Moscow and the separatist forces it supports for taking the volatile region to the brink of war. You got all these arrogant globalists up there, and all these chicken hawks, and all these know-it-alls, and all these old, you know, men who've had six heart attacks just bumbling around loving power and death, and now they're hurtling us toward because all the experts, Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, Bob Chapman, you've got on the last hour today, all of these people, Jason, Ray McGovern, they're all saying that the real plan, the PNAC plan says this, is to stir up a war with Russia.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's starting to happen, ladies and gentlemen. And we pray to God that this de-escalates quickly. But you notice this is all happening right on the eve. Jerusalem Post reported last night, I was on Coast to Coast AM covering some of this. Ladies and gentlemen, they reported that two more carrier groups are going into the Gulf and that basically the attack is on Iran. Folks, this is how world wars start. This is like on a spring day when there's hurricane weather in Texas or Oklahoma or Kansas.
Mm-hmm.
And you start seeing the funnel clouds and the hot and cold air coming together. Perfect storm, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be here covering it. Remember, your liberties are the target.
I was a highwayman. Along the coach roads I did ride, with sword and pistol by my side.
Many a young maid.
Many a young maid lost her baubles to my trade.
Many a soldier.
Many a soldier shed his lifeblood on my blade. The bastards hung me in the spring of 25.
But I'm still alive.
Still alive.
I was a sailor. I was born upon the tide.
Caucasus in crisis, Georgia invaded by Russians. Just incredible armored columns pouring in, infantry pouring in, infantry trucks pouring in. This is a major invasion. That's how it works. You got major powers.
And when the yards broke off,
the armies line up. This has every making of something that could easily descend into a major world war. That's not Alex Jones. That's every analyst we talk to.
I was a dam builder.
Let's let this roll out to the end, then I'm going to go over it all with you here, ladies and gentlemen. Alex Jones, sitting in for Burmese, who's sitting in for me. Stay with us.
I slipped and fell into the wet concrete below. They buried me in that great tomb that knows no sound. But I'm still around. I'll always be around and around and around and around and around. I fly a starship across the universe divide, and when I reach the other side, I'll find a place to rest my spirit if I can. Perhaps I may become a highwayman again.
Georgia under attack as Russian tanks roll in. That's the new headline. Things are heating up fast. On the day the Olympics start, 888, this is hardcore, ladies and gentlemen. This has all the makings. I've got a bad feeling of what this is going to lead to in the next days, weeks, and months. Georgia under attack as Russian tanks roll in. We continue to tell you with all the top experts we bring you, the historians, that the plan is to escalate all sorts of different regional conflicts throughout Eurasia. As Zbigniew Brzezinski always said, this is where World War III will start. Now, this may de-escalate. Same thing happened in the late 90s with the Pristina situation in Kosovo. The Russians let that be handed over to the Muslims. They did not let the U.S. with its Muslim backers take over Chechnya. They are not letting them take over Georgia and a bunch of other areas, and it is getting really serious. The Russian troops are just pouring in. Now it's being called Russian attack. Georgia under attack by Russia. Now that's your headlines. I mean, you notice how this is changing fast.
Yeah.
I mean, it is getting wild here.
Yeah, it's going to change fast because this looks like an all-out invasion. And meanwhile, on the other side of the world,
There's no looks about it. They got major Russian army already clashing with the Georgian military, and it looks like blowing the living daylights out of them.
And this is all taking place when the international community is preoccupied with the Olympics. Meanwhile, Iraqi officials are saying that there's a deal that's close that we're going to start getting out of Iraq by 2010. But then the supposition is, well, the last of the troops will be out 3 years later. Well, that's if it doesn't escalate.
Meanwhile, the Jerusalem Post is reporting two massive carrier groups with their entire battle fleet arrayed are steaming into the Gulf with two other carrier groups already stationed there. Can you see how this is lining up?
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Jason, we're moving offices this week, but I am leaving this studio here while the other one's being completed. And so I had you sitting in today and Sunday. I'm going to have you ride shotgun with me now both days, but there's no rest for, I guess, those that love liberty or the wicked, because the wicked never rest in their devilish activity. So I'll be here now today and Sunday, ladies and gentlemen. In fact, if the war intensifies, I will be doing Infowars.com live shows tomorrow. Doesn't matter if I have family coming into town tomorrow. No, I'm not going to sit there and eat barbecue while World War III cranks up. I will be here live tomorrow with a special internet transmission all day long. You guys were finishing the film today. You had one more little file that you had to fix. In fact, I'm going to let you step out. Burmese is actually trying to beg off right now, so you can go in there and finish up with the DVD master that's coming to double-check all our files and send it to be mass-produced so we get it in 2 weeks to start selling Fabled Enemies. For those that don't know, Georgia under attack as Russian tanks roll in. And you could say, well, that's just Russia fighting with one of its breakaway republics. The problem is, I got to just read to you the Times of London, Reuters, and others, where the Russian foreign minister 3 months ago and then again on July 6th threatened military action against the United States and Western Europe for moving troops in, funding rebel groups, funding destabilization, funding overthrows of governments, financing counter-revolutions, financing elections to overthrow governments. And meanwhile, you have the United States encircling Russia and China, moving into Central Asia, Afghanistan, sending in special forces troops for 5 years to stage terror attacks inside Iran. There are 100 things going on right now on 888. As the Olympics launch today, I want to go ahead. Burmese, hand me that atomic clock. I can't see it. Thank you. I'm going to go ahead and play the Georgian president, Shakas Vazili. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. Here we go. This is the U.S. puppet. When I say U.S., I mean occupied, globalist occupied U.S. Here he is, Mikhail Saakashvili. Here we go.
Georgia is under attack from its neighbor Russia. Russia has been, putting us under artillery barrage and just moving its armored vehicles into Georgia. But basically started to move them yesterday. That's why the whole thing in first place erupted. And the whole day today, they've been bombing Georgia from numerous warplanes. And specifically targeting civilian population. And we have scores of wounded and dead among civilian population all around the country, not so much in the conflict area, but all around the country, I have to stress it, and these are exclusively civilians.
To put it plainly, sir, is your tiny country at war now with Russia?
Well, my country is in self-defense against Russian aggression. Russian troops invaded Georgia. Russian troops are fighting against Georgian self-defense troops, and Russia is bombing Georgia. Now, this is the worst nightmare one can encounter.
Are you in any communication with Russian authorities or with Vladimir Putin?
No, they've been basically preferring to talk with us with menaces and blackmail since last few days, as well as for since last months and years. you know, these troops that are in Georgia now, they didn't come unexpectedly. Those troops were amassed at the border, have been amassed at the border for the last 3 or 4 months. They were claiming that they were staging.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is just incredible. We're looking at Fox News, ABC, everybody else. They'll have one little blurb at the bottom of the page and nothing about this. And I'm looking at video of hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of tanks pouring in. This is a massive invasion. This follows threats by Russia against the crime syndicate that runs our country to stop meddling in their affairs and encircling them. We'll be right back with the latest.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I'm going to open the phones up here in about 5-6 minutes after I recap the top news that's developing minute by minute. We are learning more. Georgia under attack as Russian tanks roll in. That is what's being reported by CNN, the only major news network to even be giving any attention to this as of 3 minutes ago. There's a few links on some of the other news agencies. It's all the stupid Olympics and showing us how great a police state is in China while Bush grandstands and speaks out against the police state while China learned about free speech zones from our criminal government. For those that don't know, Russia in the last 3 months has threatened nuclear weapons, has threatened the, quote, nuclear option, saying, quote, the foreign minister saying, we have nuclear weapons to protect ourselves and we will use them preemptively against Western buildup of weapons in our territories and on the borders of our territories. And we've been covering some of those reports for you today. What we have witnessed with our own eyes is hundreds of tanks, hundreds of missile-propelled platforms, or self-propelled missile platforms would be the proper term, rolling in, hundreds of trucks with just gigantic numbers, huge numbers of what looks like regular Russian infantry. AP and CNN are both reporting that in the last few months, as you just heard the Georgian president say, there has been a buildup in, quote, drills. Militaries do this. That's why they have urban warfare drills all over the United States. We've gotten the documents. We've had emergency managers and police chiefs on who were briefed about this. Now it's declassified, but I told you this 10 years ago. Or be technical, 9 years ago. Our military has been doing long-term drills so that if they really have martial law and take over our cities, people will say, oh, well, we've seen troops do this many times. We're being acclimated for a takeover as well. Just as the Russians were building up and preparing to where the Georgian military didn't know when they actually, you know, finally were getting ready to strike because there had been months and months of massive military buildup and, quote, war games and drills on their border. So Russia is basically striking back. We're not choosing sides here. We're coldly reporting the facts. The crime syndicate that controls the U.S., we always have the psychology of we. You know, we're backing the Georgians. No, the criminal bankers have control of this nation, the most dominant faction, the Anglo-American faction. They have been overthrowing governments all over the place in the last decade, all around Russia, scores of nations. They've had military overthrows. They have had elected overthrows. They have had sabotage. I mean, the list goes on and on. Russia has now been pushed back into military stance. They have built back up. Putin, of course, is the prime minister. He has his puppet as the new president over there. Now, the Russian military has been gearing up for the last decade, the last, well, now 8 years since Putin got into 99, massive military buildup. I want to finish up with what the Georgian president is saying. We just left off with him when he was talking about how this was preceded by drills and then a sneak attack, kind of like Hitler doing drills on the border with Poland and Russia, and then the sneak attack with Operation Barbarossa. Here we go.
As soon as a suitable pretext was found yesterday, they moved in. But, you know, it was meant to be this way, as we found out, all the way through. And they didn't hide very much that. You know, they've been preparing. They've been looking at the world opinion, how they would react to this preparation. And in the end, they just moved in. It's unheard of, unparalleled. It's absolutely outrageous. I think it, I mean, since...
And let me just add, they did this on the Olympics Day because they know the globalists are using the Olympics as this image of world government, this image of it being unity under the control of the globalists, this Hitlerian image. You know, he drew the rings, he designed the Olympics, he designed the torch, all of it. Look it up. It's in the encyclopedia. They know this is a high holy day for the globalists. You know, starting at 8:08 a.m. in 8 seconds, 888, on 888, lighting the torch, doing all of this. And then meanwhile, we see this launched on this date, knowing that the media would basically cover it up. This is unprecedented and unparalleled. I agree with the Georgian president on that.
Russia invaded Afghanistan in Soviet Union, invaded Afghanistan in 79, or Soviet Union invaded Czechoslovakia in 68 with its tanks on Hungary in 56. And nothing like that has happened in post-Cold War world, and that's certainly very, very troubling.
Your government has had very close relations, forgive me, your government has had very close relations with NATO. Are you in contact with NATO authorities? Are you making any appeal to outside nations to intervene?
I spoke yesterday with Secretary General of NATO before Russians started, before Russians got involved, because we were already felt that heat was going up. You know, separatists that operate in Georgia that are not independence fighters. They claim to be part of Russia. This is a small enclave where population is less than 30,000 people in the middle of Georgia.
They're going to use the Mexicans for this year. You better believe that's going to happen.
Government since 1992.
Mark my words, within the next 10 years, you're going to see this in Texas and California, and there will be international I-4 troops here in the U.S. If things continue, it is a 95% chance within 10 years, you heard it here first, you will have the same thing here, and they will be backed by Mexican troops. They're already doing forays into the U.S. They're CIA-backed. This is our own government attacking ourselves. I just want you to remember this, using enclaves to do this. And I feel so sorry for Mexican-Americans who are going to be in the middle of all of this. I just wanted to add that historical caveat.
So the whole situation was abnormal. A small, tiny part of the country claiming to be part of another state. But the point was that when temperature went up, I phoned Secretary General of NATO to express my concern and ask for his mediation. Now, unfortunately, the whole thing has erupted before he had time to react. I spoke with him today again, but it's not only about NATO. You know, certain Russians have been irritated by our contacts with NATO, but President Putin in the past, and now Prime Minister Putin, has many times told me that it's totally unacceptable for him, and not only my close relations with the United States and the West in general, but the political system that Georgia has opted for, democracy, freedom, and that's, I think, the major irritant in this part of what Russia regards as exclusive back here.
What should the West and the United States do now?
Wake up. Wake up. This is what is happening now. It's not about Georgia. It's about the basic values the West has, the basic values the U.S. has always preached us. You know, we are a small country, but, you know, we are attacked because we wanted to be free. We are attacked because we wanted to build genuine democracy. We are attacked because we built a non-corrupt free enterprise society.
Okay, let's comment on that. Again, both sides are corrupt. Both sides are criminal. That's the New World Order system. But let's talk about the facts. Weapons systems by the United States and NATO have been moved into Georgia. They've been moved in to Czechoslovakia, the Czech Republic, into Ukraine, and into several other nations. And the Russians have said, stop moving high-tech weapon systems into our nations. And it has come out. In fact, Aaron, I need your help. Aaron's doing five jobs. I don't have the personnel. He's in there finishing up DVD authoring. Will you, I know Ken's here, but will you, I'll Google it during the break. It doesn't matter. I have the proof. Go work on what you're doing, actually. You're too busy on that. We got to finish this right now. I remember a report about 4 months ago. I got Jason. Jason, Google this. U.S. Special Forces in Georgia. Google that. Okay. I trust my memory, but I always verify my memory. I know there are at least six breakaway republics around Russia, but you found it. You found it instantly. U.S. military advisors arrive in Georgia, BBC, February 27, 2002. Okay, the one I'm looking for is from about 4 months ago, where I believe the number was 8,000 U.S. Special Forces arrived. But just under that basic search of what search did you do? What search did I tell you?
U.S. Special Forces in Georgia.
Yeah, U.S. Special Forces in Georgia. Under that same search, just give me some of the other links. Because I want the build-up number. I want the number. I believe it was 10,000.
And this was in the past 6 months?
Yeah. Wait, hold on. It was 9,000. Was more than 9,000 troops was the amount. Get it? Okay, anyways, just double-check that for everybody out there, ladies and gentlemen. You're getting full-spectrum analysis of what's happening. Speaking of that, let me tell you right now that, again, U.S. forces are there probably battling Russians right now. More U.S. Special Forces to aid fight against insurgents, Tuesday, November 20th, 2007, and that is in Georgia, quote, fighting insurgents. No, that's the wrong headline. That's out of Afghanistan.
Okay,
no, it's in Georgia. Just like the BBC. You know what? Read me the BBC right now. Read that for everybody out there listening.
The 2002 BBC one we just had?
Yeah, go ahead and read that one. That's the latest. I'll find the one I'm talking about during the break.
You got it. All right, five U.S. military advisors have arrived in the former Soviet Republic of Georgia.
See, five. That's how they tell you, but it's thousands. Go ahead.
In what is being seen as a possible new front for the U.S. war on terror, and believe—and this is way, way back in the day when we were all still culled by fear. We're just like, oh, the war on terror. At least U.S. six helicopters have also been sent, and the unconfirmed U.S. media reports say up to 200 special forces may be deployed.
No, it's 9,000 now.
And this is way back then. The U.S. is stepping in because of reports that fighters allied with, of course, Osama bin Laden's al-Qaeda terror network.
Meanwhile, they really used al-Qaeda to attack the Russians in Serbia, which is always, you know, their brothers, and the Russians had to go in and fight al-Qaeda.
Didn't that come out in 03?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, that came out at the time.
Oh, it was in 02 it came out, like right afterwards.
No, I'm going back to Serbia.
Oh, okay.
The point is how asinine this is that Russia's al-Qaeda. I mean, yeah. It's just unbelievable.
President George W. Bush defended U.S. military plans after Russia, which has traditionally regarded Georgia as part of its sphere of influence, had criticized the U.S. involvement. As long as there is al-Qaeda influence anywhere, we will help the host countries rout them and bring them to justice, Mr. Bush said. This is a new front.
That's how dumb they think the American people are. Nothing to do with al-Qaeda. The U.S. clearly using al-Qaeda against Russian territories and Russian satellites. And then they have the nerve, just like they say Iran is al-Qaeda, when they're Shiite, the opposite group, the arch enemy of al-Qaeda.
Well, most people can't
find it on
the map.
Let me get this straight. Exactly. Let's get this straight. Al-Qaeda comes from Saudi Arabia. They're Sunni, the majority Muslim group, 80%. 82, if you want to get technical. Okay? This is ridiculous. Russia is not al-Qaeda. They've been fighting U.S.-backed al-Qaeda in Afghanistan and in Chechnya and in Georgia. Here is a boil down, a recap of exactly what we know right now. Approximately,
I hurt myself
an hour and a half ago, hundreds of Russian tanks, tens of thousands of troops poured into Georgia. There is a battle over one of the major cities there between Georgian forces and the Russian military and pro-Russian separatists in the area. The Olympics launched today. This is not getting 1/100th the news attention it deserves. Russia has threatened in the last 6 months repeatedly to use any military options, in quote, including their nuclear weapons, against NATO and the U.S. if they continue to build up military forces in surrounding former territories of the Soviet Union. You can just Google Russian foreign minister threatens military option against the West. You'll get all of the different threats. They're now living up to that threat with conventional armored columns of tanks, self-propelled missile platforms, anti-personnel missile platforms, anti-armor missile platforms. I'm now seeing some video of some helicopters. This is just amazing that this is going on, and we're only seeing the tip of the iceberg. The Georgian president is begging for help and asking why this isn't getting any attention. Just geopolitically, if Russia is allowed to do this, and I'm not calling for military action against them, I'm just stating the facts, this will embolden them. This is a test, a major trial balloon, to invade areas of Czechoslovakia they have threatened to attack, areas of the Ukraine. I've got to pull up from memory and from online all the other places. I know it's more than, what is it? It's close to 10 different regions and countries and sectors There's a whole bunch of nations, just scores of them all around Russia that they are threatening to invade. Some of the stands they're threatening to invade. They've even been shooting their mouth off about going into areas just north of Afghanistan. Russian troops have been building up again around Afghanistan. They've been reportedly talking about alliances with Pakistan if the United States attacks. The United States has given nukes to Pakistan. This is the New World Order, folks. They hand out nukes to everybody, hand out weapons, fund every Muslim al-Qaeda group you can imagine to attack Russia. And then they get on the news and say, oh, we've sent U.S. Special Forces into Georgia in the last 6 years, 7 years now. It's about six and a half to be technical. To, quote, fight al-Qaeda. This is such a sick joke when they used al-Qaeda against the Serbs, when they used them against the Russians in Afghanistan, when they used them against the Russians in Chechnya, and I'm not choosing sides. Most of you out there, especially neocons and liberals, you look at things through your political perspective. I'm just coldly reporting the facts here. Now, this is going to make oil explode. We're going to watch and see. This is going to make oil go up. You are probably going to see other true separatist groups, terrorist groups make moves now, today or tomorrow, while this is happening. That's how world wars start. Everybody starts making their moves. Everybody lines up, and then there's flashpoint, and a lot of things happen. I pray to God this de-escalates. The Georgian forces are now battling Russian troops. I mean, there is massive artillery barrages. They've got, the Russians always have loved these big mobile missile batteries that, firing these things with cluster bombs shooting out of them, at 1,000 feet off the ground. I mean, it is just massive bombardments, cities on fire, just all sorts of bedlam going on right now. And our media, and I'm still scanning during the breaks, other major channels are acting like this isn't even happening. I can't believe that it's not even being covered. And that's why Russia obviously attacked, because they're being attacked. They're being encircled. They're being prodded. They're being pushed. So let's get this straight. The New World Order is attacking the American people's liberties. They're encircling Russia. Russia's enslaving its people. China's enslaving its people. It's just a bunch of criminal governments running around fighting with their own people and making moves against our dollar, against our currency, against our name, and now making moves. And Russia has said, we will nuke you. Russia has said, we may preemptively use even our nuclear arsenal. You can pull up the Russian foreign minister quote on that. They said, we will use military options, including our nuclear weapons. An incredible statement. The Russians do not shoot their mouths off, folks. They do not play games. I've told you, going into this fall is the most dangerous time in world history we have ever had. More dangerous than the Cuban Missile Crisis. That's every historian we've had on. White House experts, former White House historians, analysts, top CIA analysts, economists, former, people like Bob Chapman in intelligence and economics. We are being hit from every angle. This is only the beginning. It does not look good going into the fall. Pray that detente and cooler heads prevail. But the neocons are a bunch of arrogant, wicked, child-molesting old men, and they think this is beautiful and wonderful, and they want nuclear war. They want death and destruction. They just love evil. So all of you smart-mouthed neocons out there who like war, well, you just might get something with Russia now.
Federal agents, we are armed!
What would you do if you knew all the things we knew? Would you stand up for truth? Or would you turn away too? And then what if you saw all of the things that's wrong? Would you stand tall and strong? Or would you turn away?
My father just came by the office. He said that early this morning he saw it on CNN at about 7. He turned on the TV laying in bed, and that they were just calmly reporting that, oh, Russian troops are rolling in to help with some peacekeeping. Then meanwhile, the Georgian president's, we're under attack, help us, we're under attack, and it's just massive bombardments of several major cities. Just what appears to be, we've personally seen from different camera shots, different terrain, hundreds of tanks, hundreds of self-propelled missile batteries. There, finally I got the technical term from my memory. Self-propelled missile batteries. Anti-personnel, self-propelled missile batteries. Let's be clear. U.S. Special Forces are in Georgia, are deployed with the Georgian military. It is a foregone conclusion. I would say 99% chance that Special Forces are in forward areas, deployed and directing Georgian forces against Spetsnaz, Russian Special Forces. And it is about a 70% dead reckoning right in there that U.S. troops have already probably been killed today. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. There was a huge Cold War, as you know. More than 4,000 U.S. troops died from 1960 to 1964 when the official conflict with the Gulf of Tonkin Resolution was signed after that staged false flag event in Vietnam. Mainly Marine and Army, quote, advisors. 4,000 died, and they kept it secret for 4 years. That's 1,000 plus. It was, I think, 4,600 is the official number. You can go look it up. It's over 4,000. So around 1,100, 1,200 a year dying, and they just kept it secret. There have been thousands dying in the battle, the now 8-year battle in Colombia over cocaine fields, not to eradicate cocaine, but to get control of that for the New York Stock Exchange, as reported by Reuters. This will cause oil to explode. In fact, let me just check oil prices right now. Guys, they're all final mastering a DVD. They're all doing that right now. Normally, I'd have people feeding me info. It's hard to surf while I do this. Hey, check oil prices for me. You got a terminal open? I got the board op producer out there. He just arrived. I want to check oil. I bet oil's up right now. Just amazing. I wonder what gold's doing right now. Let's go ahead and take some phone calls. For those that don't know, Georgia is under attack as Russian tanks roll in. I was going to take off today, and I had a lot of business to take care of at home and with accounting and with the move to the new office. My wife said, why are you going in to the old office where Burmese is doing the show today? And I said, I've got a bad feeling. I told her I need to go into the office. I got a bad feeling. And I came in and said, oh, Burmese is dropping by. Hey, did you hear the latest stage Al-Qaeda news? And he's like, yeah. And all of a sudden he goes, look at this on CNN. Russia invading Georgia. All right, I said I'd take phone calls. Bob Chapman's been moved 30 minutes earlier. He'll be on with us next hour. He fought in secret operations against the Russians in the 60s. Late 50s, early 60s, and he's been talking about how this was going to happen for months here on the show. Roberta in New York are on the air. Go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, sorry, Alex, it was Roberto. But, first time caller, long time listener. I was just wanted to get a question into you and maybe a comment if I have time afterwards.
But yeah, go
I was
ahead.
Wondering, I'm sure you've read 1984 where Goldstein depicts the perpetual war scenario where you can never really figure out who the enemy is. My question to you, Alex, is, and you made a reference to how they're trying to switch Al-Qaeda to Russia now, or anybody who fits that description when it's convenient. Do you think that we are moving into that, 1984 type of scenario, or maybe the Aldous Huxley Brave New World scenario?
Well, it's a mix of the 1984/Aldous Huxley THX-1138 chemical lobotomy, shaved head, slave drone social worker society. It's an amalgamation of the two, and social planners, of course, wrote books about how both those books were just basically exposés on two different merging systems of total enslavement, the final revolution by the elite against free humanity, so that we could never resist and never think again, destroying the language, destroying the family, tearing everything good apart. We know there's two major globalist power blocks. We know that mafias do fight with each other. We do know that they normally have agents within each other's camps. In fact, always do. And so God knows what's happening here, but we know this. It's bad for liberty. It's bad for freedom. It's bad for the dollar. It could lead into a wider war. In fact, probably will, at least in several other breakaway republics. They're former satellites of the Soviet Union. And U.S. Special Forces are there in the front lines, involved in all of this, and are no doubt engaging Russian forces right now.
Thanks, Alex. Now, I just wanted to just go a little bit off topic, if it's possible. I suffer from Crohn's disease, and I don't know how I got it, to be honest. There's no known cause. But
well, it's a cover story for an autoimmune, just like muscular dystrophy is autoimmune. And it's all tied in with poisons in the fertilizers. Let me give you the cocktail. The fertilizers are the byproduct of chemical waste plants, the chemical waste of cracking oil with the fluoride and other chemicals, breaking down the molecules. And it is then dumped into both yard fertilizer, it's even worse, but also in farm fertilizer. And so that basically attacks the nerves in the body to where the body just starts shutting down and then attacking itself after some of the nerves are damaged or mutated due to so many continual insults. The mercury in the vaccines in hundreds of studies, I just ran into it again in a major government study without even looking for it yesterday, about thimerosal not just tied to neurological problems, but all nerve problems and neurological and neuron degenerative diseases. Crohn's is an autoimmune response, and it's a cocktail umbrella mass diagnosis, but in almost every case, and again, hundreds of studies on this, this has even been in major medical journals, in every definitively diagnosed Crohn's disease, now there's many Crohn's like other diseases, they find viruses from the measles, mumps, and rubella shots, and because they take up residence in the large and small intestine, which are a symbiosis area for viruses and bacteria in the uptake of nutrients, and so that's an area that allows more things to take up residency because they're needed. Also, there's tie-ins not just with the viruses in the vaccines that are taking up residency in the intestinal wall, in the membrane, but it's also then shown in correlation to heavy antibiotic dosages when children are small. In relation, that seems to accentuate killing the old viral colonies that are healthy, healthy viruses, meant to, we have viruses in our gut that eat hundreds of different types of bacteria. That's why humans routinely in the past could eat rotten meat. You had your natural viruses there that would immediately kill those bacteria. But the antibiotics go in and kill the bacteria that the viruses are living in and on. The viruses tend to grow in the fecal matter of the bacteria. If you want to get into, I've read all the studies on this, it's incredible. And so basically the gut has been assaulted by viruses through vaccines and antibiotics, and that's the major cause of that. I got to let you go, though, sir, because we've got a war brewing right now. Okay, not brewing. It started. The only question is how bad will it get? Mark in Georgia in the United States, not in Belarus. Go ahead.
Thank God. I know it's coming here, but it's not here yet. You may remember some time ago I mentioned the Reese Commission. For those that wish to Google it, R-E-E-C-E. And I found out later it was Norman Dodd, not Christopher Dodd, the presidential candidate. Listen, I found a source on that. I imagine you would see the current events as being consistent with the warnings of the Reese Commission and why they were stifled, that basically the ultimate goal of this mindless, bloody conflict that is obviously being contrived by an interventionist foreign policy is that ultimately we're going to reconcile and make peace and lead, as I understand it, lead to a merger of the United States and Russia into a world government?
Yes, the Bilderberg Group has said this in leaked documents 35 years ago. Trilateral Commission in 1975. Do the math on that more than 30 years ago, 33 years ago.
Right.
And they've stated that, yes, they would then have the stage collapse of the Soviet Union. And that this was even in State Department document 7277, and I have the New York Times and all these hundreds of mainstream articles and a binder around here somewhere.
7277?
Yes, that Bernadine Smith put together with all the news articles. I got to find that in storage.
Oh, wait, when you say 7277, the source of that again is?
State Department document 7277. I'm going from memory on that.
Oh, that's fine.
But that's the State Department document on how they would merge NATO and Russia and then with the United States, yes.
Okay, well, here's the thing. What I found is that Alan Stang has a tract called basically Foundations Pay the Way, and I scanned it, made it into a PDF document, and uploaded it onto my site at doyoulovejesus.org/foundations.pdf. And like I say, I just try to warn people that don't, as Jesus said in John 7:24, don't stop judging by mere appearances. Make a right judgment. Don't base your conclusions on the stated goals, because, as Sir Arthur Conan Doyle said through Sherlock Holmes, nothing is more misleading than a, quote, obvious fact.
Yes, I got to jump. I got to jump, sir. KC in Minnesota, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I wanted to point out a fact that, or what I believe is that this is actually a provocateur, because it supposedly started when Georgia shot down a couple of Russia's planes because they attacked a civilian hospital, and that just seems insane. Why would they respond in such a manner when they could be easily crushed by Georgia? Secondly, there's U.S. troops in Georgia, and that the mainstream media has reported that. So I just think it would be absolutely insane for Georgia to shoot down two of Russia's planes. And then you've got Mikhail, the president.
Well, I mean, Georgia admits they shot the planes down.
Right, they admit they shot the planes down, but the thing is why would Russia? All right, so Russia's gonna shoot one of their hospitals, and I just don't. It doesn't make any sense. And then you've got Mikhail on CNN, right? He goes on CNN, and he's talking about being a freedom loving, democracy loving. He even said he loved America. You know, and it seems like the U.S. is meant to get involved and intervene in this.
Well, he's certainly begging for that right now. We're going to find out in short order what's going to develop. But think about it.
Kind of clearance to get on CNN? I mean, how could they just have him on immediately like that?
Well, they didn't happen immediately. The media started reporting on this about 2 hours ago, saying it was an armed conflict. My father saw CNN, he said, at about 7 a.m. this morning, reporting Russians are coming in to help. So a lot of deception, just very bizarre.
West.
Okay, listen, I appreciate your call. We're going to go to Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, who was out of the house, but we called. His wife basically got him on the phone, got him back to the house. Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, former editor of the Wall Street Journal, former head of policy department of the Treasury, the father of Reaganomics. We've also got Bob Chapman coming up. I'll have them both on together, but he's in about 10 minutes, as long as Dr. Roberts can give us. The reason I thought of Dr. Roberts this morning, and Ray McGovern, but he couldn't come on today. He's in a business meeting. The reason I thought of Dr. Roberts and Bob Chapman and, of course, Ray McGovern and others is they've all been saying this is the real neocon target. This is about to erupt. This is very serious. Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, thank you, sir.
Hey, Alex.
What do you think of this? You predicted it.
Well, I don't think we can do anything about it. It's all our fault, anyhow. We've tried to turn Georgia, which sits there on the Black Sea, warm water ports for Russia. We've tried to turn them into another American puppet state. We've interfered in the elections. We've financed. You know, we buy them, basically. I think the guy running the country now is just another one of our paid puppets. And we play like it's all about freedom and democracy. And what it's really about is trying to cause trouble for the Russians. And they put up with us for a good while because they didn't want any trouble. And I think they decided they put up with us too long because we now have a puppet state on their border. And there are parts of Georgia that don't want to be part of an American puppet state. They want to be with their separatists. They want to have their own countries. They're not very big. One part, I think, where the violence or alleged violence is at the moment is just sort of in the middle of Georgia or on the top, right next to Russia. The other part is far more strategic. It is on the western end of Georgia, and it borders the Black Sea. And these are two different separatist parts of Georgia.
And it's a key crossroads. What about the thousands of U.S. Special Forces confirmed to be there, and the reports are that they are clearly advising Georgian forces. Dr. Roberts, it looks like we may have U.S. troops in the middle of battles right now with Russian armored brigades.
Well, the Bush administration is criminally insane, and it wouldn't surprise me if the utter morons have a situation like that. It's irresponsible in the extreme. It's another reason to impeach the moron. We're not about to be able to. We can't even occupy Baghdad, and they're going to get into a war with Russians.
The Russians have got 20,000 nukes.
Well, that's why I say this is irresponsible in the extreme. It's the insane neoconservatives who totally control the Bush administration and who totally control the Republican Party. They're insane people. That, you know, they hated Reagan because he wouldn't go to war with the Soviet Union. Reagan used to say, no, I don't want to win the Cold War. I want to end it. And they hated Reagan, and they were always up to something. And they write all these aggressive papers about how we need to take over everything. And they were using money and the pretext of democracy to buy Georgia. So, you know, it's not in Georgia's interest to be at odds with Russia and be part of NATO.
Stay there, sir. Let's talk about how you see this breaking down. The Russian foreign minister 3 months ago threatened to use nuclear weapons on the West if they continue to move in military forces and encircle them. We'll be right back with Dr. Paul Craig Roberts. More often than not in history that mad dog emperors, corrupt regimes go crazy with their military power and start attacking everyone in sight. And they always run into an enemy they can't beat. And this is a big development. Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, why do you think we see the images of Bush and Putin on stage together in Beijing, both looking very uncomfortable? Why do you think the Russians chose this date, 888, to go in? Because it would be, an international distraction, and the media wouldn't want to mess up their little Olympic Games?
The Russians didn't choose this day to go in. The Russians have peacekeeping troops in the two breakaway regions.
Who were being attacked.
And have had for a long time, and also the UN has people there. Now, the attack, as I understand it, as I say, I've been out all morning, but the attack came from Georgia.
Yes, they admit that, quote, Georgian forces were trying to push separatists out. Yeah.
And Georgia attacked the two provinces in which there are Russian peacekeeping troops. So the origin of the conflict came from the American puppet state of Georgia, and I'm absolutely certain Dick Cheney is behind it. And why did Dick Cheney choose this time? Well, conveniently, Bush is out of the country, and Putin is out of the country.
You know, so, you just saw that so clearly. Absolutely, we're here reporting what they're reporting, and if you really look into it, they admit quietly in the background that the Georgian forces were, quote, intensifying attacks and going after Russian forces, and the media spins it when Russia pours in troops to support its troops that it's Russia attacking.
Yeah, right. The American media just lies for the neocons, and it lies for the Bush administration. It's totally unreliable. You can't believe a word the American media says. If they say anything correct, it's just an accident. But the rest of the world's media has made it clear that this attack originated from the Georgians, and it attacked an area in which there have been Russian peacekeeping troops for a number of years. And
since '99, yeah.
Also, that's almost a decade. And also UN people are there. I don't know what is the extent of the UN presence.
Well, the big wild card here that I want your analysis on, sir, and that's why we've got you here, just a key point you just brought up, hiding in plain view, that Georgia really started this. is U.S. Special Forces. I've got different numbers of 5,000, 9,000. They've been in and out. Helicopters, tanks, missile systems. Russia has warned them to get them out, saying the U.S. was building up forces. We probably got U.S. Special Forces in the fight, or at least advising it right now.
Look, U.S. Special Forces rely on heavy firepower. They can't fight any better than the rest of our troops. They just have all this air power and firepower, and that's how we prevail. There's not enough U.S. Special Forces to take on the Russian army. And this is
well, I'm looking at these Spetsnaz and
dramatic Rambo film.
Yeah.
I mean, this is their territory. They border this country.
Well, I'm looking at the Spetsnaz here, and I have to say they look a lot tougher than our troops.
Well, whether they're tougher or not, they border Georgia. They've occupied Georgia for two centuries. It was part of the Soviet Union. It's the homeland of Joseph Stalin. And they're not likely to accept Georgia as an American puppet state. And it's just not going to happen. And the Russians are economically stronger than we are because they have massive trade surpluses, energy. And they've got just as many nukes, and they're not going to put up with that moron in the White House.
One minute. We'll be back in 1 minute, Dr. Roberts.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are going to have clips coming up a little bit later of the Georgian ambassador to the UK, the Russian ambassador to the U.S. statements. Georgian conflict with breakaway province, many dead. McCain calls for Russia to withdraw from Georgia. Bottom line, it is admitted, but quietly, just mentioned by CNN and in the AP, that Russian military were attacked in the early morning hours by armored columns of the Georgian military, backed up and advised by U.S. Special Forces and advisors. Just an incredible provocation. The media is basically smokescreening it, mainly reporting on the Russians pouring across the border out of Russia proper from the north to support their forces inside. It is huge. It appears to be hundreds and hundreds of tanks, if not more. Dr. Paul Craig Roberts is our guest. What do you think is most important in all of this? I see it as, how does this tie into Iran? Jerusalem Post reporting two more carrier groups going into the Gulf right now that the Iran attack is on. Ray McGovern said yesterday, and Ron Paul has said, that it's probably on for October. The Russians are threatening Czechoslovakia, Ukraine, and others where U.S. Weapon systems are being built up right now. Dr. Roberts.
Yes, I think we agree totally that ever since President Reagan reached agreements with Gorbachev, these were good agreements, and the Russians banked on them. And they've been betrayed by every subsequent American administration. We did everything we said we wouldn't do. We brought NATO to their borders. We're putting missile systems in former parts of the Soviet Empire. We are interfering with money in the elections of former Soviet republics, such as Georgia, where we've managed to install a puppet. And this kind of provocation is extreme. Initially, the Russians weren't much able to do anything about it because they were in disarray from the destruction of communism, from the few oligarchs that grabbed all their resources, and the army was demoralized. But now they're back in some much better shape. And they have a lot of economic strength. They have the largest trade surplus in the world. They have massive energy supplies. They have Europe under their thumb because all of Europe is dependent on the natural gas.
Gazprom.
And they have managed to beat the Americans out of the gas pipelines in Central Asia. And
why is Dick Cheney doing this? Who's behind this? What do they want?
I don't know that. I don't know that. It may just be years of frustrations of not being able to use power. And now they got it, and they don't know how much longer they have it, maybe just a few months. And maybe that's it. They just want to use this power. People get carried away. They get overwhelmed with hubris, and they think they're invincible. And they read all these papers that they write themselves about the superpower, the invincible army, and they get carried away. I mean, why in the world did Hitler march off into Russia or Napoleon march off?
Why did you predict this? Why did you predict? You've been saying this every time you're on the show for the last 2 years that something was probably going to happen with Russia.
Well, I was part of the Reagan team that came to a sensible agreement with them to end this rivalry and quit wasting all these hundreds of billions of dollars every year in military expenditures. And we had a good program. It would have worked. The Russians were committed to it. And now we've watched people, the Americans, systematically destroy everything. So it was just been obvious to me once it started. You're watching evil, Alex. It's evil in the United States government. It's evil.
No doubt the Georgian forces attacked the Russians first. You can Google that. It's admitted.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We found BBC reports and others listing U.S. military forces backing the Georgian government. Now, here is a Wahhabist news report out of Saudi Arabia. This is the type of stuff they're reporting out of Caucus News. Russian military ready to invade Georgia. U.S. sends thousands of Marines in response. Then it footnotes that Marines are there by the thousands, not just Army Special Forces. And I've double-checked this and pulled up another report. And they've got photos and video of it. This is unbelievable. So we have no idea how many U.S. troops are there. The BBC says it's undisclosed. That really is a $64 million question. Dr. Roberts will be with us till the end of this segment. I do want to try to set Dr. Roberts up for my Sunday show after this is fleshed out. So I'll talk to you during the break coming up in about 12 minutes, sir. I want to bring in Bob Chapman, who was in Army Intelligence and worked with some other agencies we can't get into. He's had one of the largest newsletters out there for decades. And, of course, he helped put out Gary Allen's book and was partners with him, None Dare Call Conspiracy. So he's been fighting the globals for a long time. He has really been predicting this every week with us. We're going to go back to Dr. Roberts here in just a moment for any other key info he wants to cover. But briefly, Bob, because I want Paul Craig Roberts to be able to comment on what you have to say, bringing in some of the research you've been doing. Give us your take on this situation.
Okay, who's behind it? Zbigniew Brzezinski. Read his recent stuff. He talks about it, and they want to have brush fire wars. They want to get Russia into this thing to keep people's minds off the economic and financial carnage that's going on not only in the United States but throughout the world. You saw what they did in Kosovo. That's another war waiting to happen. The Russians said today they're going to use missiles all along the frontier with Europe if Poland cedes to include missiles in their country. And incidentally, their Congress has already rejected it once.
Same thing on Czechoslovakia.
Yes.
Czech Republic.
And over in the training in Georgia has been going on for a long time. We talked about it before in the show. There's 1,000 private contractor Israeli trainers in there, and they've been in there for a long time.
I did see that.
Yeah, that came up this morning on a DEPCA, 4:26 p.m. GMT at 2 o'clock. And at issue here really is the rerouting of the pipeline, Caspian oil and gas, to reach the Turkish terminal port of Ceyhan. Incidentally, I wrote about this in 1982. I saw them setting this thing up. And rather than using the Russian network that's available, and they want to put this pipeline in between.
Why did
Turkey.
Dick Cheney, as Dr. Roberts just said, trigger doing this on 888 and having Georgian mainline army backed up by U.S. special forces attack Russian forces. Why did they decide to do this today?
That I don't know. I just can't answer. You know, timing can't be that finite. I mean, we know something's going to happen. We know how it's going to happen.
Okay, let's bring Dr. Roberts in because we're going to have Bob with us for the rest of the show. Go ahead, Dr. Roberts. You've got the floor.
Well, the reason they did it today is they've got Bush out of the country and Putin out of the country.
Mm.
So this is pretty much tells you that this is not a Bush operation or Putin operation. It's a Cheney operation. I agree with everything that's been said except the reference to Brzezinski. He's not a neocon. He despises them. And he would be warning against this type of thing and has warned against taking NATO to their frontiers and so on. This is a neocon operation. They may be, it probably also has something to do with trying to control the oil pipelines, which I think they've already lost that battle.
What do you think of the news that Israelis are there?
I don't know. I just don't know why, what they would be able to contribute. They can't even beat a small militia, Hezbollah. And I don't know why American Marines would be there, because they haven't got enough numbers to stand against any actual attempt by a Russian army.
Bob,
so it looks to me like insanity, Alex. Everything this regime has done is insane. None of it makes any logical sense.
So you're saying megalomania is what we're dealing with?
I think Cheney's insane, yeah.
Bob, and I want Dr. Roberts to comment on this, but during the break you were saying you think this is, quote, a good thing. I mean, how is this a good thing? You think the neocons have finally gone too far?
Yes, I do. And they've met Russian forces that have, but they've been just waiting for this because they don't want it, but they're certainly prepared. And it's a battle they can't win, the United States and their allies, so to speak. And said that what they're doing is another, in essence, a piecemeal operation that can't be successful, and he's absolutely right. And but again, the psy war in this is keep the people's mind off what is going on in the United States economically and financially.
I agree. Let's go back to Dr. Roberts, then we'll get your full take after the break. Dr. Roberts, how does this play into Iran? Does this make the escalation there more sure, or does it lessen that? I mean, how do you see that developing?
Well, Alex, it depends on how far this goes. And if American troops come into conflict and pitch battles with Russian troops, it's probably going to put the Iran thing on ice. I don't think they would be able to do that. and I don't understand why they would risk an armed combat encounter with the Soviets on Soviet territory. I mean, this is their border. All the supply lines and everything you need to have that kind of a conflict. I mean, Russia is not a militia. It's an army, and they've got jets and missiles and tanks too, and armor-piercing weapons. So all the kinds of advantages that we have when we go up against third-world countries like Iraq, they start there. So,
yeah, this isn't the poor, starving, basically unarmed Muslims who've got courage but aren't trained in fighting.
Yeah.
I mean, because I'm looking at our broken down, torn up, overused military, the basic ranks filled with farm boys and poor inner city people who most of them didn't get proper nutrition when they were kids and frankly look like they're pushovers. Yeah. Compared to these Russians, these guys look completely vicious.
Well, I think that this is either being overplayed in the news, or Cheney's insane and he's trying to pull some big conflict off before Bush or Putin can get back home and stop it.
Could this be the October surprise, a widening conflict, brush fires all over former Soviet satellites? I mean, could this be the October surprise, a kind of curveball?
No, we can't. We don't have the resources to have brush fires all over the Russian borders. We have very limited resources that we learned in Iraq and Afghanistan. And so, you know, even their plans to attack Iran don't involve troops. So I don't understand what they're thinking. This may be being overplayed in the news.
Why are you saying that? We're seeing hundreds and hundreds of tanks, huge artillery barrages, the president of Georgia begging for help on TV, pathetically, playing it up. I respect your opinion. Why are you saying it could be overplayed?
Well, the Georgian president is an American puppet. And so it's some play going. It could be just a play going on. If Russia wants to invade Georgia, they will do it. I mean, there's nothing we could do about it.
Well, they've definitely invaded that area.
Well, I don't know if they've invaded. I think what they did, they may have sent in forces into the small breakaway area where they already had peacekeepers and where the UN had peacekeepers.
Just like they did in Pristina at the end of the last Kosovo takeover.
Well, I don't think they've sent their troops into the non-breakaway parts of Georgia. If they do that, then they will have made a decision that they're going to just get rid of the Georgian government, which is an American puppet. And if they make that decision, we're not going to be able to do anything about it. We don't have any troops to send there to fight the Russian army.
So that's the big question. Is it localized only to these two small breakaway areas, or are they going to go to the capital?
I don't think they'll go to the capital unless the Georgians and the Americans start a war. If we do start a war, the Russians probably will prevail, given that it's their backyard, not ours. We're certainly not going to be able to send any occupying army there. We haven't got one.
Well, we're going to find out in the next days, the next hours and days that follow. So I guess, are you saying that's the key, then, in your opinion, is how wide this is going to really be?
That's right. How wide is this going to be? What can Cheney get away with? He's in charge. Bush is out of the country. The neocons are insane. I don't know of a sane one. And so it may be they're trying to initiate some kind of a nuclear thing.
Oh my God!
The idiot neocons, like that Billy Crystal, they write things like, what's the good of having nuclear weapons if you can't use them? They all think that way. Back in the Reagan years, sort of the problem we had with them, they wanted to nuke Russia, the Soviet Union. They're crazy. They're insane people. And I don't understand why anybody would let anybody that crazy get into the government at any level.
They may be creating a crisis to try to stay in power. This could really turn into something bad quickly. Dr. Roberts, let me say bye to you during the break. We'll come back with Bob Chapman on the other side of your phone calls. But I want to see if you can look at your book and tell us if you can come on the Sunday show after we've had more time to flesh all this out and give us your great analysis. Then he's Dr. Paul Craig Roberts. His new book is out, The Tyranny of Good Intentions. We'll be right back. Open the phones up later in the shower, but folks, I want it to be about what's happening with the Olympics, what's happening with terrorism, Iran, what's going on in Georgia right now with this conflict with U.S.-backed Georgians against the Russian military. You call in trying to plug your website for products or whatever, I'm just going to hang up on you because I want to hear from callers about what they're watching on the news, what they're seeing, little tidbits of information that we may miss or not bring up. 1-800-259-9231. Bob Chapman, what's amazing here is if you read deeply into the news and scan the press releases, you will see that Georgian forces came in and clashed with Russians in the early morning hours. Then Russians that were massed on the border seeing this buildup spilled in this morning about 6 hours ago. And the media is spinning it like Russia did it without saying that. McCain calls on Russia withdraw from Georgia. Republican U.S. presidential candidate John McCain today urged Russia to immediately withdraw from Georgia and said the United States should call for an emergency United Nations session. Russia should immediately and unconditionally cease its military operations, withdraw all forces from the sovereign territory of Georgia. See, they're making it a big split. The Russians have always been there. McCain told reporters in Iowa the U.S. should immediately convene an emergency session of the U.N. Security Council to call Russia to reverse course. I mean, this is escalating. I hope it settles down, but you're watching the same images I'm seeing. I mean, the media at first, when they first started finally reporting on this 3 hours ago, was like, oh, Russia sent in a few people to just bolster its peacekeeping. It's having some trouble with, you know, rebels fighting with each other on both sides, pro-Russian, pro-Georgian. And then now it comes out, no, Georgian forces came in, well, what would be yesterday now, and hit Russian forces. And this is just incredible, Bob Chapman.
Well, first of all, the Russians have already, long previous to the United States, asked the UN Security Council for an emergency meeting. So the Russians were the ones who asked first. Yes, the Georgians attacked Russian peacekeeping troops en masse, and the Russians did bring in backup troops in order to protect their peacekeeping troops.
This is an incredible provocation.
Well, you know, we talked about it before, and we knew it was coming. And for listeners, at least of this program, and a handful of others, the American public certainly didn't know. And Russia is legitimately there, and the petitioning has been going on for over 10 years, and it's been accepted by the UN. So Georgia has created an act of war, and how far they intend to go with it remains to be seen. It's a battle they cannot win, Georgia. I mean,
why did they do it then? We know U.S. forces totally run it. The third largest contingent of troops after U.S. British is Georgian in Iraq. This is a little military enclave of the globalists. I mean, they did this on purpose, which they admit they did. This is incredible.
Yeah, and they just want another conflict. And as I said earlier, to divert people's thinking, because they can't do Iran, to divert people's thinking about the economic and financial chaos that's going on. And if you look at what preceded this, you know, one day this week we're up 325 points. The next day we're down 225. Today we're up 225. The market is getting bombed. The U.S. government is in there holding the market up, and they knew this was coming, and that's why they're in the market en masse. 2 weeks ago, they attacked the commodity market, the precious metals market, and they started to take the U.S. dollar and the USDX index from 72 up to over 75. All of this is market rigging by the United States government in anticipation of this latest entry into limited or perhaps major warfare. I think it's going to turn into major warfare. And the pipeline's at stake. Israel wants that oil coming to a lot. And Turkey wants it transversing its property. And the Russians don't want that to happen. And as Mr. Roberts said, the regime in Georgia is a puppet regime, and what will probably happen here is if the Georgian troops don't withdraw, then war will begin in earnest, and Georgia will be taken over by the Russians. And as Mr. Roberts says, America doesn't have the wherewithal to send troops in any great numbers.
Then what are the neocons thinking?
The Marines that have been sent in there, that's entirely unfair.
Well, stay there. I want to get your take, your analysis on why, if the cards are stacked against the neocons, why they keep doing this. I mean, like you said, the Israelis couldn't even beat Hezbollah. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. The world is heating up, and I think this is only the beginning. Unfortunately, stay with us.
Don't want no shackles. Don't want no shackles on me. Don't want no shackles. Don't want no shackles on me. I sat down with Big Brother. Don't like those RFIDs. Got the blues about
Bob Chapman's
my
our guest.
Got the blues about
we're going to be taking your phone calls here in just a few minutes. I'm on CNN, I'm on ABC News, I'm on Fox. It's just hardly even a headline. It's, oh, Georgia says country is under attack by Russia. See, that's a deceptive way to lie, because they're not actually lying by the letter of the law. Georgia says, you know, they say they're under attack by Russia. Meanwhile, it was Georgia that attacked Russian forces. That's buried in all the stories. Then McCain comes out and says, how dare you, Russia, pull out. It's terrible what you did. So they start a fight with him and then say, look, Russia, you attacked. You have to leave. And the simple-minded American people will probably say, yeah, I don't like Russia being in Georgia inside the U.S. How dare Russia invade the South? That's worse than what Lincoln did. Didn't we already have one civil war? My God, the Russians have attacked Georgia. Literally, folks, you're going to see that, and you're going to hear that. I'm not joking. That's how dumb the public is. They'll probably think that it's Georgia. Russians attack Georgia. I'm not even joking. You think I'm joking. I'm serious. And I just hope this de-escalates. And last time what happened is the Russians poured into Pristina at the end of the attack that the U.S. financed with the communist Muslims, what a weird combination, out of Albania into Kosovo. And then they, when the Russians came in and with the big armored columns and had big, had serious standoffs with the U.S. troops, then Wesley Clark gave the order to Sir Peter Jackson, the head of the NATO forces, to bomb the tarmac. To bomb the Pristina airport where the Russians were landing with their big cargo jets and disgorging tanks and special forces. And Jackson said no. So the U.S. did give the order to attack Russians once before. And that's been going back into ancient times. That was part of Russia. Serbia was. And then they held back, of course, the during the Crusades, one of the invasions by the Muslims. So it's a big, big part of their history there. And then the Russians were in a stalemate. They didn't, you know, shoot. They didn't fire. The British refused to attack under orders by Wesley Clark, who's supposedly a liberal. I mean, it's both parties, who was the general in charge on the ground. But again, the higher ups, Jackson said no out of England, NATO head at the time. And then a deal was made to the Russians. Okay, we promise we'll never break away, Kosovo. We just want autonomy for both sides. Let UN peacekeepers come in and NATO peacekeepers, IFOR. Let them come in and fully encircle you from Macedonia into northern Albania, into Kosovo, and up to the central areas of Serbia proper. And then, of course, they lied and cheated and years later had it break away and handed it over and then ethnically cleansed the Serbs, the Serb minority. But it's a large minority. It was like 30-something percent. You can go look it up. And it just keeps happening as a domino, and Russia sees them moving in all these weapons around them, and then they have the Georgians. That's on the Black Sea, folks. That's not in the U.S. That's for neocons and liberals out there that have been drinking fluoride, had a lot of vaccines, and their brain damage. I'm serious. That's over Eastern Europe, bordering Central Asia, and they attacked them. They attacked them yesterday, last night, and you notice the media is real careful not to say Russia attacked. They say, "Oh, the Georgia says," and every headline is the same. Georgian president says they're under attack. Georgian president says Russia attacking. You know, they won't come out and say because the fact is U.S. backed Georgia with Marines and Army and others. Attack them. Again, any other key points you want to make, Bob Chapman? Then we're going to go to calls.
I just think the geopolitical aspects, and that's the balkanization of those states surrounding Russia, anything to cause disruption. It's been going on, as Mr. Roberts pointed out earlier, for a long time, not only in Georgia with the rigged elections, but also in the Ukraine and other countries in that region. And, you know, the administration for the past 8 years has been fast at trying to create problems, and particularly political problems. And now they're really ready to go at it. And it's going to be as a series of brush wire fire wars. And this will be one of them. Kosovo will ignite soon, and they'll have Russia fighting on two fronts. The missiles will be pointed at installations from Russia into Europe, as well as major European cities.
Yeah, let's stop there. What does it mean to you when the Russian foreign ministry and the head foreign minister repeatedly, in the last 6 months, over and over again, the latest was in July, say, we'll use military action. You keep moving weapons and troops and training onto our borders. We may use military option, including nuclear. That's a quote.
Yeah, that's true. And the missiles that they intend to put in along the border in regard to the Polish missile situation are non-nuclear, at least at this point. But the whole thing is escalating, and it's part of a plan to keep the world in turmoil because we're headed into trouble. And as I pointed out earlier, in the markets themselves, this was all prearranged because, you know, they were trying to drive the stock markets up, the bond market up, commodities and precious metals down, drive the dollar up, because in anticipation of this, this is not going to get better in South Ossetia. It's going to get worse. And our troops are in there, and they're going to be in a mangle machine. They shouldn't be there, and I wouldn't want the duty, I'll tell you that. I'm very, very disappointed that U.S. troops are in there. The Israelis are contractors, they're ex-military people, and, you know, when you're a mercenary, you take your money and take your chances. But a very disappointed American Marines have been sent in there because...
And notice, we're not getting details about the maneuvers. It's just that two of the major cities are under bombardment, that there's forces clashing, and the Georgian president's acting like he's been attacked when he started it, and I mean, getting your...
The Georgians are no match for the Russians. They'll have them for breakfast. Whether they get Israeli or American advisors or not is irrelevant. The Russians are far better trained. And then we were talking about Kosovo. Tracy, who's the president of Kosovo, which was stolen, a state that's been with Serbia for thousands of years, has been stolen. This guy is one of the worst criminals in the region.
He's a known narcotics trafficker.
Well, that's where all the opium from Afghanistan, which is being cultivated by the CIA and MI6, is being sent there for distribution to Europe and the United States.
And by the way,
that's really what that's all about.
It even comes out in the news. It'll show our forces, and I've talked to troops coming back. They guard the poppies. That's what our troops are there for, is to guard the heroin for your kids. And it's right out in the open. They don't even hide it anymore. They openly send down special forces to take control of the cocaine in Colombia. I mean, it's just right out in the open. Meanwhile, SWAT teams will SWAT team you all day long. They'll mail marijuana to a mayor's house they want to get. Thank God the mayor didn't open the box. They go and kill both his dogs as the dogs run away. I mean, it's just a joke.
Yeah, we're in for real trouble everywhere. And so keep your powder dry and keep everything well-oiled.
Bob, what do you think's going to, I mean, if you had to dead reckon estimate how this is going to unfold, what do you think's going to happen?
Well, I think it's going to get worse. I think the Russians are going to be forced to move, and they're going to go move into Georgia. It's as simple as that. And I don't think they'll stop. I mean, they've been attacked. They'll probably hold back to see if the Georgian forces will pull back. I don't think they will. And if they move forward, they'll be decimated. They will be decimated. Russian air power alone will just take out the entire entourage. I mean, their bases are just hundreds of miles away. The whole thing, like Dr. Roberts said, is insanity. These people are nuts.
Well, it's just like the crazy police now, tasering people to death, beating women up on video, not getting in trouble. Just all of this, it's we have become insane as a nation, and all these petty bullies are just on psychopathic power trips.
Well, if they continue to do what they're doing, they're going to have problems.
Well, why would the Russian foreign minister threaten to use nuclear weapons against us? I mean, that's unprecedented, and the media just doesn't even hardly report on it.
Well, look, Russian counterintelligence is every bit as good as the U.S. and European. And they know things that they're not going to tell us that they know. And they know exactly what the United States, Great Britain, and Europe are up to. They know all about the Illuminati. They know who runs Europe. I mean, who do you think they just kicked out of there? All of those oligarchs. They were all financed from Europe.
Well, they were all Rothschild fronts that came out.
That's right, exactly. And so it's the same group doing the same thing. They want to control Russia. And Russia is in a position to cause them grievous harm, not only physically. They now have $600 billion in gold and foreign exchange. And all they have to do is start selling dollars, and the whole bottom will come out of the U.S. market. And maybe that's what the neocons, the Illuminati want. We're going to find out. It's very, very bullish for gold and silver, I'll tell you that.
Well, Putin's top economic advisor, Dr. Tanya Karajnaya, repeatedly has gone on Russian television and said the Illuminati runs the U.S. She calls it the Death's Head Group, which she translates means skull and bones. And imagine a top advisor to one of our presidents saying, there's a satanic group runs Europe and the U.S., and they're going to stage World War III. She said that 7 years ago. And she, you know, six and a half, and she said they staged 9/11, too. I forgot.
Well, she's absolutely correct. And we're on the right track, and we're putting the truth out there on these programs, and we are injuring them grievously. Because your program and programs like you are picking up more and more listeners every day because people want the truth, and they're not getting it in the news. It's as simple as that, and we know that, and they know that. And so we're making some great headway here.
Well, I hope the psychopathic sadists that run our society, they're not going to stop. It's just all got to fall apart. Everybody's got to be bankrupt and living in the streets before all the smart mouth cops and all the punk government people and all the yuppies and all the know-it-alls. You know, they've just got to have it fall completely apart before they grow up, I think.
Yeah, and half of them won't be around to see it, because that's the way these kind of things end up. You talk about population control, well, you've got it coming.
Well, things are certainly escalating. Do you think they're going to hit Iran?
Not a chance. No, I do not. And if you listen to the European Illuminists, which is headed up by Brzezinski, at least in the front of the rank, and that these, you know, I disagree with Mr. Roberts on this. These are his ideas.
Well, let's be clear.
I've been reading this guy for years. You know, I started subscribing to Foreign Affairs in 1960.
CFR,
and which is the organ of the Council on Foreign Relations. And these people are brash. They come right out and tell you what they're going to do.
No, I know. In fairness to you and Roberts, he's talking about Brzezinski's public statements. But you're right. In policy reports, he's been calling since the mid-70s for this encirclement, for the brush fires. He's been saying, don't attack Iran. He said this a few months ago. Russia's the enemy. And so you're right. Roberts is going off his public statements.
Well, that's where psycho-political warfare comes in. And you got to be trained to look for these things, and I was. And you know, but not that I'm going to be right all the time. Unfortunately, I'm right too often. And this is where this is headed. You know, it's just not good. And everything that you've said here on the program and the doctor and myself has been right on. I mean, it is the way it is.
I don't think the listeners even understand how big this is to have the Georgian military backed by the U.S. attack Russian forces. This is huge. This is unprecedented. And it's some type of a test balloon. I mean, obviously, this is a probe by Cheney and the New World Order neocons, the Anglo-American arm. to test and see what Russia will do. And then Russia knows that if they do pull back out, that any deals reached with the U.S. will be broken. So I don't
worthless.
Think... Yeah.
You know, and this is like, you know, akin to Ireland attacking Great Britain, England. It's very similar. You might even, you know, compare this to Hitler's march into Sudetenland, which was a German enclave
or
in Czechoslovakia.
Yeah. Well, for those that know history, this is horrifying. I don't think most of the thumb suckers out there, the establishment people who listen to the show and laugh at it, you know, it's just we've been too far long removed from pain and suffering and hardship or the real world, and I just see these giggling, smirking, laughing people that laugh at everything we talk about, and it's not funny. And I really feel sorry for them, Bob.
Yeah, because a lot of them aren't going to be with us 5 years from now. And they'll say, well, why did this happen? And the answer is you refuse to listen. You won't think. You don't care anything about anything except what's going to make you happy. You don't have any responsibility. Everything is situation ethics. You do what you feel like doing, what makes you feel good. And that's not how you're supposed to deport your life. A good example is up until perhaps 20 years ago, everybody saved. For the last 10 years, we have a deficit in saving, but yet people are spending more than they have. And what does that mean? It means that people are borrowing money to continue this extravagant lifestyle that they have. And it's not only in America, it's in a number of other countries
as
well.
And if you tell them it's going to destroy our country, they laugh at you and call you a conspiracy theorist. Really?
I mean,
this is about denial. They want to believe mm-hmm. the pipe dreams, don't they, Bob?
That's right.
Scott, Aaron, Mike, Mick, Jim, Mark, we're going to get to all of you. Wide open phones in the next segment and in the next hour with Bob Chapman. Whatever you want to bring up, whatever issue, but predominantly what's happening in Georgia. Some of you may not think it's a big deal. Believe me, it is a big deal. U.S.-backed forces attack Russia. Undoubtedly, U.S. advisors have been killed in massive military actions against the Russian military, the Russian bear.
Caesars don't fear the reaper, nor do the wind, the sun, or the rain.
And will the American people ever be told no? We're to be lied to, abused. But we like it. We smile in a self-satisfied way and giggle and delude ourselves. As total depression looms, FEMA camps are built, death camps prepared. All mainstream news. Bob Chapman's our guest. Scott in Arizona, you're on the air. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Yeah, I definitely believe that this is going to escalate into a big confrontation and possibly World War III. I do have a question for Bob Chapman. How soon do you think this is going to drop our oil, raise our oil prices? Because I know they've been dropping recently. Do you think it's going to go the other way? And do you think the feds are going to stop, if it escalates into a bigger thing and we get involved, do you think the feds are going to stop dumping money into the economy to try to save at that point?
Well, I would say the opposite, which further destroys us down the road, gets us in more debt to the bankers, but makes it be a more smooth slide into slavery, as the Financial Times of London said they wanted 2 years ago. And I would have expected oil and gold to explode today. Instead, they actually dropped a little, which he's covered. They admit they're going in and trying to suppress those markets. Bob Chapman.
Well, you pretty well covered it, and that's why oil and precious metals have been down. In anticipation of this event, this has been planned for a long time, and they wanted to make sure everything was going their way. It'll be detrimental to the dollar, so the gains, the dollar was up a penny and a half today on the USDX index, and at one time, I don't know what it's up now, but I would assume it would be negatively affecting the dollar as well.
What about interest rates?
Interest rates will remain unchanged officially. You saw what England and the European Central Bank did yesterday.
But real interest rates are going up.
Real interest rates are going up. They're kind of wavering in here. You look at the U.S. 10-year Treasury note. It's been trading from about 390 to 416. And I would think that it might go, the yield might go down here because there might be a small flight to quality. And if you notice, they had the stock market up over a couple of hundred points this morning, all in anticipation of this.
Did they launch this attack on Russia, on the launch of the Olympic Games, as a smokescreen?
I think it was an effort to keep it out of the news. They'll bring it back into the news when they need it. And they'll say, well, we can't do this, or we can't do that. The economy stalled because we got this war going on, and we have to work toward the war effort now. And it's the same crap that I saw in the 1940s when I was a kid. You know, Roosevelt set up and allowed the Japanese to bomb Pearl Harbor so we could get into the war. And here I'm watching all my neighbors come home in boxes. For what? Well, the same thing with the 1,000 Marines who are in a ringer over there now, and it shouldn't be there, and they shouldn't be in harm's way. Our troops should defend our country, not go off into foreign wars. We don't have Alexander the Great in Washington today.
No, we have a cokehead who likes gay prostitutes. Okay.
Among other things. It's
yeah.
No wonder his wife's going to get rid of them after the game is over here in November, January.
All right, we'll be right back. Thank you for the call, Scott. Aaron, Mick, Jim, Mark, others, 1-800-259-9231. Continual coverage of all these developments at Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, JonesReport.com, TruthNews.us, Infowars.net, and, of course, MartialLaw911.info throughout the weekend. Fourth hour straight ahead with Bob Chapman in 1 minute. We are streaming live right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. I will be live Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. with Dr. Roberts, who's agreed to come on, and I've yet to ask Bob Chapman if he can do that. But we'll continue to cover this Sunday for you. If things heat up really bad, you will know I will be in here live marathon Saturday. USA Today has now put out an article saying questions answered on Russian-Georgia conflict. It is somewhat accurate. It's exactly what we told you. Fighting broke out Friday between Russia and a strong U.S. ally in the region, the Democratic Republic of Georgia. The violence could significantly destabilize Russia's ties with the West and even influence the actions of U.S. troops in Iraq. USA Today's London correspondent Jeffrey Stinson answered some questions about the conflict. What are Georgia and Russia fighting over? Georgia launched. You hear that? Georgia launched. People are in the message board saying we made that up with Dr. Roberts last hour. You people just never seems to amaze me, you little neocon cowards. Georgia launched a military strike. Let me say that again. Georgia launched a military strike on the province of South Ossetia, if I'm pronouncing that correctly, aimed to reclaim it after 16 years of semi-independence. Okay, now that was an international agreement set up, agreed to by the parties, by the UN. They engaged in an act of war, as Bob Chapman said, but what does he know? He was in counterintelligence against the Russians. In response, Russia sent tanks into Moscow, says Georgian forces had killed Russian peacekeepers there and were committing acts of ethnic cleansing of native Russians living there. Why does Moscow care what Georgia does in its own provinces? Its own provinces. See that spin? Georgia, which borders Russia, is a former Soviet republic. It declared its independence in 91 after the collapse of communism. More than 70,000 people in South area speak Russian and carry Russian passports. Relations between the two have been tense, and Moscow tries to reassert influence over nations that border it. Georgia has aligned itself with the West and wants to join NATO, a desire Bush administration supports, and has, of course, a bunch of U.S. forces, Marines, and Army there backing it up right now. Bob, is there any doubt right now that U.S. forces are fighting the Russians?
No doubt whatsoever. And there's no doubt whatsoever that this whole episode is the work of the United States, Great Britain, and Western Europe.
And
they are the ones at fault. They are trying to start a war. has nothing to do with the freedom of the Federal Republic of Georgia. That's laughable because the election was rigged there, and that's how that president got into power. And of course, what's really important to them is to put the pipeline through there. And that's why the Israelis have over 1,000 mercenaries there training people.
It's just incredible, Bob, to be seeing this unfold. Let's talk to Aaron in California. You're on the air, Aaron.
Alex and Bob Chapman, this is Aaron. I wanted to talk to you about, I mean, this sounds like the perfect storm. You've got George Bush, who we all know runs nothing. You know, he's over in the Olympics. You've got a gigantic distraction going on. And at the same time, like you said, U.S.-backed forces are attacking Russia. I mean, are we that crazy? I mean, I know that 30% of America is going to think that that's Georgia in the South.
We're not joking. We're not joking.
Try 50. They expect that the Russian army, being led by a guy named Sherman, is going to attack Atlanta.
Well, Alex, I wanted to thank you. Your film Road to Tyranny back in 2004 woke me up. I had the honor of meeting you in 2006 at the Scholars Symposium. Bob Chapman, I work here in California, one of the largest precious metals dealer, and all of these savvy customers know who you are. And I direct them to your website, and it's actually helped me do well in this industry, the information that you provide. And I know that you're quite the veteran in this industry, and I just respect you both very much. Thank you.
Well, thanks for calling in. We appreciate it.
Yeah, theinternationalforecaster.com. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, here on the InfoWar, InfoWars.com. Tons of phone calls, more key analysis you won't get anywhere else, right here on the one, the only, GCN.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
There is massive continual coverage at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com of what's happening in Georgia. There in its central northern area bordering Russia on the Black Sea. Look, bottom line, we need big articles up on InfoWars and PrisonPlanet.com done by our people. We have stories like evidence of U.S. military presence in Georgia, things like that. Well, that's all admitted. What we need to do is break down the fact that Russia has been attacked by U.S.-backed Georgia or U.S. Georgia backed by U.S. attacks and kills Russian forces. I mean, that is unprecedented. In a 10-year agreement with Russian forces in that area for peacekeeping, in an ethnic Russian area, when this is part of Russia, has been part of Russia in the past, just unbelievable. Look, the military-industrial complex owns and runs our society, and they just want more wars. And before all the good old boys weigh in on this and think it's a great thing, this is bad for our future, bad for our economy, bad for everything. Just amazing. Let's go back to your calls. Let's talk to Mick in PA. Mick, you're on the air.
Thank you so much for taking my call, Alex, and this might sound a little bit out there, but 40, 50 years of obsessive compulsive disorder concerning what is truth, what's going on in this world. I believe they are setting the forces, the powers that be are setting up this war to start World War IV. So we do go in and we lose World War IV, and the USA is handed over to Communist China and other powers in the world.
Well, they've said that China and Russia will be the center of it, and that the globalists have engineered all this to bankrupt the U.S. so they can buy it up, to destroy our name so we won't be the superpower. That is exactly what's going on here. Let's get Bob Chapman's take on that.
I can't add much to that. Boy, that's perfect, Alex. You're absolutely right. And this program's been going on for a long time. I think they decided in the late 50s, early 60s, when you saw the first GAAT and free trade and globalization get underway, and then we jumped off the gold standard in August the 15th of 71. And you put the two of them together, and it's been downhill ever since. And that was deliberately taking us downhill.
Absolutely.
Well, I think may shake some people to their senses. Hopefully, maybe our military will save us. But if you look, the only thing forced standing in the way of these forces of evil in the world was Christianity and what used to be the USA. And people who studied it said they didn't simply take over Russia and China and slaughter off 40 to 60 million innocent little peasants. They slaughtered off 40 to 60 million Christians. And I think that's what's in line for the USA. They'll get the USA, they'll get the Christians, they'll get the topple of the USA at once. And the world enters 1,000 years of dark ages. And I don't know, do you think there's any prayer our military may step in and realize what's going on?
Hey, I appreciate your call. I think you've already seen Admiral Fallon and others say no to attacking Iran. And so that might be why that may not happen. But most experts we have on say it is going to happen. Ron Paul, of course, Dr. Roberts, Ray McGovern think it's on currently. Bob says he doesn't think it's on. I hope Bob's right. Bob, that's one of the few areas that you differ with on our other gallery of experts.
Well, I think it's because I watch the enemy. You know, if you're going to understand the criminal mind, you have to be able to think like them. And there are very few normal people who can think like criminals because it's alien to them. And I think I have that ability. They are criminals. And I listen to everything that they say because they always tell you what they want to do because if they have this egotistical bravado about them that, you know, part of them being what they are, they have to let you know how superior they are. And when they're in that process, they also let you know that something's going on and sometimes specifically what's going on. And so my take very often is different than others. And again, unfortunately, I usually am right, and that's not good for the world.
All right, thank you for the call. Let's go ahead and talk to Jim in Texas. Jim, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, enjoyed listening to your show for all these years. I was listening to an interview on, I guess, right-wing neocon radio the other day with Nancy Pelosi.
Yeah, but let's not associate it with right-wing, pro-Second Amendment, and pro-America. This is the fake right-wing.
Okay, you're making me laugh like that guy going down in that movie that I saw when I was a kid called Dr. Strangelove. You know, there's nothing that guy can do about it. But I just think that, you know, if they could get somebody in the Congress, you know, more people like Kucinich and Ron Paul, it would put a lot more light on what's going on. You know, I've been listening, and I turned a lot of my friends on to what's going on, and we're all sitting around here at a break at work right now listening to your show, and they're just like, their mouths are open. They can't believe what they're hearing.
Well, let's be clear here. It isn't like we just jumped on this today and said, see, we told you so. Who would have thought you'd have U.S.-backed Georgian forces with Marines and Army sneak attacking Russian peacekeepers who were there lawfully, killing them, and then John McCain saying the Russians are bad and need to pull out and allow this takeover to happen. We didn't just say this today or last week or last month, but years ago we said that would be part of the cards. We're right. We know what we're talking about is the point. Bob Chapman?
Well, I agree with you, and I just wish we could reach more people, and I wish there were more people like Alex on the radio, like 1,000 more every day, so that the public would finally get the truth and wake up.
Well, they just haven't been thinking in a complex way about the way the world really works. They haven't studied history. And most Americans, again, can't find Georgia on a map in the U.S., much less Georgia Eastern Europe on the border of Central Asia. They just can't do it. And all they're hearing on the news is Russia attacks Georgia. But then you read into all the deep headlines and they go, no, Georgia attacked and killed the Russians and the Russians fought back. Now, the Russians have generally been showing restraint and will probably be restrained. I hope they are. But, Bob, you're saying you don't think that. You think they're going to go ahead and because if it's a provocation by the globalists controlling the U.S., it's not us doing it, but using our name and our military and through us, another sub-puppet of Georgia, if they started the fight to try to escalate it, I guess they'll try to order the Georgian military to keep attacking the Russians to try to elicit an escalation. So we'll just see what happens in the next hours and days.
Time will tell.
Okay, thank you so much, Jim. Mark in Seattle, you're on the air worldwide.
Hi, Alex. I really enjoy your show. You know, what amazes me is I heard Lindsey Williams say on your show exactly what's been occurring. You know, I see.
Ooh, I forgot that. 2 weeks ago, he said oil would drop a bunch and that there'd be a conflict with Russia. He did say that.
Yes, he did. And it's just blowing me away. Oil's down again today. And, you know, even with this conflict, you know, gold has kind of broke an important technical line, and you know, it just reminds me of some of these, you know, false rallies I've seen in the past. In other words, the stock market's up over 300 points now, and I want to know what your guests think, because I have a lot of respect for Mr. Chapman and all of your guests, Alex. I really enjoy your show.
Thank you, Bob.
Well, earlier in the conversation, I said that they have, in the last 2 to 3 weeks, taken commodities, precious metals, and down in price, although the commodities were overpriced, I believe, and the precious metals just kind of got thrown out with the bathwater. The market's another.
They always go down late in the summer. I mean, if this follows all the trends, it'll be way up in the fall.
That's correct. By the end of September, they're probably, if history is correct, will be a tremendous reversal. But you don't know until you get there. But this is the fourth time that this 850, 55, 60 level has been tested, or the intraday 845, and that happened to be the old high area previously in 1980. And so we're just going to have to relaunch. And I think that will happen. But the most disturbing factor, more disturbing, is the performance of the stock market. It is so obvious what the United States government is doing. I mean, markets don't act that way. I mean, I've been at this for 50 years. I was a stockbroker for 28 years. I own my own firm. I mean, I know that business. I know what propels markets or what should propel markets. And I believe that the whole thing is rigged on the stock market. And today is a wonderful example. I mean, how could you have what could be a new world war with the market going up 300 points with other dreadful news at the same time.
And massive layoffs everywhere. But the fundamentals are industry shutting down, dollar going down, debt going up, and the market's doing wonderful. That's the Plunge Protection Team. Thank you. Anything else? Anything else, Mark, in Seattle?
Oh, that's it. Just keep up the good work, and God bless you, Alex.
God bless you. Okay. Scott Drew, Laser in the UK, and others. Your calls are straight ahead after this quick break. We'll also, at the bottom of the hour, recap the latest developments. Georgia, backed by the U.S., attacks Russian forces. We'll be right back. It is confirmed. It's up on Infowars.com. Israeli military advisors aid Georgia. They put this out last night out of the Israeli publication Debka File. Very proud of themselves. Georgian tanks and infantry, aided by Israeli military advisors, captured the capital of Breakaway early Friday, August 8, bringing the Georgian-Russian conflict over the province to a military climax. Russian Prime Minister Vladimir Putin threatened a military response. Former Soviet Georgia called up its military reserves after Russian warplanes bombed its new positions in the renegade province. Wow.
I mean, Renegade Province, the Russians have always been there in that province. This is just incredible. We are here watching U.S., Israel-backed, NATO-backed forces attack and kill Russian troops. And then if you read the major headlines in the U.S., it's Georgia says Russia attacking, because they don't want to lie outright, so that's a semantical deception. That's like if you walk over and punch me in the face two or three times, and then I start fighting back, and then you say, Alex Jones is attacking me. But no, everybody saw that you hit me first, or vice versa. They just treat us like such morons. But then in the Israeli publications and foreign publications, the truth is all being reported. But here, man, we are just, I mean, we really are pathetic, Bob Chapman. I want to go to more calls, but I just really get sick by the ignorance. They know the public's ignorant, so they just abuse us in ways that are so amazing and now bring us to the brink of war with Russia. Again, Russia is now engaging U.S., Israeli, and Georgian forces. This is incredible.
And the stock market's up 300 points. That's even more incredible. And a little manipulation?
God.
I mean, when's Wall Street going to smarten up?
Oh, God. I mean,
They're messing in their own work. I mean, you know, once this thing goes down, it's not coming back. They're all going to be at a job in selling apples for 10 cents a piece or whatever.
Well, I mean, all over Austin, media companies, KI laid off 14 people this morning. Is that even in the news? We have inside people inside KI. Is that news that 14 people got laid off this morning? No, I mean,
never heard it.
Well, it's just a little TV station. The point is, layoffs everywhere, everything's falling apart. Yuppies dancing around, everything's fine. Oh, Russia's evil, they attacked us, kill them. Meanwhile, if you read in the bottom of all the papers, they admit that we attack them. Folks, our government is attacking Russian troops and killing them now. This is unprecedented. And the average yuppie probably thinks it's funny. There's people on the comment sections on InfoWars saying we're making this up, Bob.
Well, wait till they step on one of those dead bodies and they get that fluid all over their boots and have it stinking for the next 2 weeks. They don't get it. They've never seen people die. And it isn't nice.
Well, I it's sick what's happening, but I have to say it. This country's going to fall. This country is rotten and mentally ill, and I just hope it doesn't end in nuclear war, Bob.
I hope it doesn't either, because you and I are going to end up crispy critters.
Yeah, I'm in Austin, Texas. That's a major target. With all these military bases around it and being a capital. Yeah, whatever.
Well, you can always move over the border, you know.
Well, if nukes ever start going out, the yuppies will probably come out and say, oh, no, it's a suntan. It's not a nuke. I'm not joking. They'll probably run into it. They'll probably drive in the mushroom clouds going, no, it's good. It's Al-Qaeda. Oh, I love it. Oh, Bill Clinton, save me. Let's talk to Drew in California. Drew, you're on the air. Then Scott in Texas and others.
Hey, Alex.
Hi.
I think I have an 888 connection for you. Like Bob Chapman said, you need to know your enemy. So I look at numerology and astrology, like 9/11 and the way that Washington, D.C. is set up for the
Or 7/7 or the Bali bombing or the Madrid bombing was on another date. They always do it on weird dates.
Okay, I got this for you. The astrology symbol for Jupiter, which looks like a 24, is the 8 plus 8 plus 8. If you look at the mythology for Jupiter, it held the same role as Zeus in Greece. And America is Greek.
Well, no, Jupiter's the Roman, yeah. And it is the Roman name for Zeus.
Correct. And if you look at Tex Mars's book, Mysterious Monuments, page 97, you'll see America is Greece reincarnated. And you got that other weapon, Rods of God, is the lightning bolts of Zeus. You heard of that one?
Yes.
So that's my point with the 888 connection. That's the best I can give you.
Yeah, they always do their bombings on weird dates. They're completely insane.
Yeah, because they're after this numerology, astrology, and if you study what they study, you can see this is how they connect things.
And they think if they attack Russia on 888, it'll give them magic powers?
Oh, most definitely.
Yeah, completely insane.
Exactly.
Hey, we got Richard Nixon saying they have homosexual orgies, folks. You can't make this up. Homosexual orgies, pot-bellied old Republicans running around going, Lucifer, I mean, you know, who could make this up? Pretty funny, huh, Bob?
It is disgusting.
I mean, these people are just little pot-bellied Nellies going, Just, we'll be right back. Let's rapid fire through your calls. Scott in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. I'll try and make this as brief as possible. It seems they're ramping up world events. Seems that they're ramping up restriction of the internet. Lately, I've been trying to think of ways, nonviolent ways, that we can back these guys off and ways that we could possibly use the internet while we still have it to have some sort of advantage. I wanted to toss an idea at you guys and see what you thought. They seem to be making a list of us, about a million or so plus of people that don't see eye to eye with the current administration or what have you. Why not us make a list of them, the top criminals from Rockefeller and Rothschild all the way down to Anderson Cooper's intern? I was wondering what the legality and the feasibility of an idea like this.
Well, I mean, you can make lists of criminal people or people involved in the New World Order if you want and put those out. But understand, most of the million people on a list, and I appreciate your call, are totally innocent. It's housewives, school teachers, somebody that took a picture at an airport. That's just about setting the precedent for list. And then they say, oh, if you want off the list, just come file with us as a trusted traveler. So that's really another program. I mean, they can't do anything to a million of us. It's all bravado. It's all just will we roll over to them as they nelly around guys in pink outfits commanding their men in black uniforms, a bunch of chicken-necked pedophiles that run the men in black uniforms. I mean, really, that's what's such a big joke about this. It's a bunch of fruitcake Luciferian pedophiles with a bunch of dumbass, tough guy cops running a police state who have no idea what they're part of. Bob Chapman.
Well, I think that's pretty much a mouthful of it. Those lists have been around for a long time. You can go to some of the CFR sites, and then they'll list them for you. And then, of course, you have the list of the Bilderbergers that are going, you know, when they have their meetings. And so you can pick up those names.
But understand, they have evil systems built around them. You have to tear out the systems. It's like shark teeth. You know, if a 10,000 top globalist all fell off a cliff tomorrow, the evil might even get worse. So a lot of times they have even more wicked little supine goblins that serve them. We need to bring down their system of tyranny and fully discredit them where no one believes a word they say, so they grind to a halt. I appreciate your call. Listen, this isn't just about America. They're willing to go attack and kill Russian troops out of a clear blue sky, you know, in a sneak attack in the middle of the night for no reason. Okay, and then think the public's so dumb to tell the public, oh, look, Russia's attacking. You know, I mean, that's how dumb they think you are. And again, for people that serve the system, you think you're part of the system? A system this corrupt that'll attack Russia out of the clear blue is a group that'll steal your pension funds, like they're announcing with Ford and Chevy and the government. And I mean, you know, the thing is, there's all these people that think, as Mark Kornke says, they're pet puppies, and they're not pet puppies, are they, Bob?
No, they're not.
Let's take another call here. I guess who's up next in line? Laser in the UK. You're on the air.
Hi, Alex. Wicked show. Wonderful show. We need to get you guys. We need to get you guys on the air in the UK over here. We need to wake up the people in the UK. They are fast asleep, believe me. This is a total totalitarian state over here. Just wanted to talk a bit about the conflict going on in between Russia and Georgia. You're absolutely right. I was watching it from early this morning, and they were provoked. Georgia did attack the Russians first, and then the media changed the story around when, you know, the official story or whatever they like to call it. You know, you're absolutely right on that.
Laser, I'm going to put you on hold and come back to you in 5 minutes. Your Skype phone or whatever it is, your Vonage phone is totally breaking up. We'll go back to Laser in 5 minutes. Adam in Ohio, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yes.
Hey, how's it going, fellas? Good to talk to you. Love the show. Just got several things, a couple questions I wanted to ask. I don't know, I tend to ramble, so you tell me when you've heard enough. One thing I was wondering, I heard you talking about some contests the other day, and one was for writing a new Declaration of Independence.
Yeah, you got to go to Infowars.com, big giant banner for the contest.
Okay, and then I had a question for Bob Chapman. I have a USA Today from July 25th with an ad about these new presidential coins issued, says by the World Monetary Exchange Fund, something I had never heard of. I was wondering if he knew anything about that. It seemed kind of interesting to me. It said never circulated in the public, straight from the private vaults of this World Monetary Exchange. I thought that was kind of interesting. And also, I was at the Ron Paul Revolution Rally in Washington, D.C. a little bit ago. And I was talking to this guy that I met there. I believe he said, "We Are Change Cincinnati." And we were talking about, like, how he had Tex Mars on, and he was talking about how they signal each other through architecture and whatnot. And he said, "Have you noticed that they haven't changed or updated the $1 bill?"
It has the old Singhai on it.
Right, and perhaps, you know, maybe that was a more subtle form of architecture, and, you know, they've changed every other bill but that one. So that was kind of interesting, and I know that's a lot. There's
Yeah, I'm going to let you go. I'm going to let you go because we got to move on to other callers. So there's a lot of questions there, and I end up forgetting what they all were.
There's one of them that Ted should answer, and that is on that coin that he mentioned that came out. What usually happens with those collector-type coins is they usually end up getting sold for close to melt value in the aftermarket or when you go to sell them. And so you usually pay a premium that you shouldn't have to pay. My feeling is you should look at those kinds of coins after they've been issued to see where they settle at, and I wouldn't go in and purchase them right off the bat.
Well, I think he was
really
asking, yeah, some will go up, some will go down, some will stay the same. You never know which coin will it'll become the really famous ones or incredibly collectible, kind of like baseball cards. But I think his question was, who is this particular mint? Who is this group, this world?
I've never heard of them, and they pop up from time to time, and they last for a while, and then they disappear.
Yeah. Okay, let's go ahead and go back to Laser in the UK one more time, see if Laser's phone's working. Laser?
He just dropped off.
Oh, he just dropped off. Laser, if you can call back in and your line works, we'll get you on air. It was breaking up. I believe what he was saying was, I heard part of it was that, yeah, and the news was first reporting the Georgians had attacked the Russians in a glorious victory and had killed the evil Russian troops in a vicious, illegal sneak attack. How wonderful. Now, that's in USA Today, but at the bottom of a story. Oh, by the way, we attacked the Russians. I mean, attacking Russians and then saying because they're with Al-Qaeda? Yes, I pulled up mainstream articles saying our troops were there to fight Al-Qaeda. I mean, how dumb do they... I guess now... Well, I mean, they've put out news reports saying that I am secretly, another 9/11 truthers were secretly raised in Afghanistan and are Al-Qaeda, not to mention that I was born before all that started and that they were our allies till 1990. I mean, it's just made up, but people say, oh, my God, Alex Jones is secretly Al-Qaeda. I mean, Bob,
you know, Mr. Putin sees or meets Mr. Bush again at those Olympics and goes up and whispers in his ear, "You just began your worst nightmare."
God only knows what's really going on. I'm not joking when I say Americans are going to think Russians attack Georgia and the U.S. And I'm not joking when I say they go on the message boards on Infowars.com on the comment area and say that the European Union doesn't exist. And then you follow their handles back to their MySpace accounts and places and their Facebooks, and they're troops. I mean, they really think the EU doesn't exist, Bob. There's hit pieces on me saying that I'm lying, that there's no African Union when it was announced a decade ago. I mean, I mean these people aren't joking, Bob. They don't know anything.
No, you're right, they don't. And they fight you when you do try to tell them, when you're just trying to help them. And, you know, you only can do what you can do. And I've always told people, because I've been at this since 1960, if you can make one person out of 100 listen and understand and act, then you've really accomplished something.
Absolutely. Let's go to Adam in Ohio. You're on the air, Adam.
guess you're coming right back to me, huh? I was just listening here.
Yeah, he was just on.
Okay, then we're going to let you go. I've got my call list messed up. Greg in Canada. Well, why on earth would he still be there then? Greg in Canada, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, excellent show. I'm just watching this all unfold, this conflict, and I've come across a few articles showing war games in Georgia, U.S. war games in Georgia. This MSNBC article dated July 15th starts off, 1,000 U.S. troops began military training exercises in Georgia on Tuesday against the backdrop of growing friction between Georgia and the neighboring Russia. That kind of shows how they're using war games to escalate this conflict.
Yeah, both sides were doing that. In fact, I remember seeing that. Let me go to Google, because I want all those posts on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Aaron, shoot every article to Watson. I want total coverage of this. Listen for this headline. Give me the headline.
The headline is U.S.-Georgia training begins amidst Russia strain. Officials exercise unrelated friction between Moscow and ex-Soviet states. It's MSNBC, dated July 15th.
Yep, U.S.-Georgia training begins, MSNBC. I have it. I remember that. And just thousands and thousands of U.S. troops in there.
This I have a quote from South Ossetian envoy to Russia, Dmitry Medinev. It's in a Global Research .ca article. Says Georgia troops that took part in a NATO exercise in the region launched artillery fire on the South Ossetian capital on August 1st, killing six people. There is a direct connection between the exercises of NATO troops and the latest attacks on us. And that's in a Global Research article.
Well, that's what all these drills are for here in the U.S. and overseas, is prepare us to be attacked by our leaders, the mob criminals that are going to loot everything we've got. Send all those to the message boards on Prison Planet, everywhere. I want to be the place to be. I want all the key info for people to see this for themselves. The headline should read, with all this data in it, U.S. military launches sneak attack on Russian troops, under cover of Georgian army. I mean, that's basically what we're dealing with, and this is just outrageous. Thank you for the call. Yes, I've got those articles. Oh, geez. This is so criminal, Bob. This is so criminal.
It certainly is. And, again, our troops are in harm's way. They shouldn't be there. And it's wrong, wrong, wrong. And
but I've got headlines.
Some of these guys have already served three tours. And, now they're putting them in another war. It's just disgusting.
And reportedly, according to Israel papers, Israel's kind of the boss over there.
Israel has done what?
According to some Israeli publications, you mentioned one of them, that Israel's...
Debka.
Israeli forces are kind of running the whole shindig.
And that's correct. They've been in there for a long time leading up to this invasion. And actually, it's an invasion. So if I was Russia, I'd just, bring my best troops down. And when you get them in position, just open up with Thalia missiles, the whole works, and just obliterate them. That's what I do.
Well, that's what's happening right now.
I mean, you got to remember, I spent years working against the Russians when they were the Soviets. And so, I don't have any love for them, but unfortunately, they're in the right here. I mean, they're being goaded and pushed into war. They're being attacked by foreign governments. It's wrong.
Do you agree with Dr. Roberts that the neocons are now completely insane?
I think so. They're insane with their own power, at least the American version thereof.
I mean, there's a method to the madness here, but the point is, they're delusional. They think they're sane, but they're crazy.
Well, that's a given. And incidentally, they're not all sane over in Europe either. I wrote a piece that's in Wednesday's issue under Europe about Sarkozy and his background. And then I've gotten some letters of the editor, which will be going on tomorrow's issue, pertaining to that. And it's another dog's breakfast. These people that are running France are out of their minds as well.
And they just created the Mediterranean Union, which is all over the news, but people say it doesn't exist when we talk about it. It's an unbelievable military tactic of denying everything as they attack. I want to bring Ted Anderson up, and I just want to leave this short and sweet for people. I like to buy gold when it appears it's at a low, whether it was $265 or 340 or 500 or 600 or 700 or 900. I've bought it at all those levels, a coin here, a coin there. I think now is a great time to buy because things are so unstable. Who knows what's coming in the future? They've been artificially trying to depress gold, which is a buying opportunity. With all of this out there, the dollar being devalued, all of it, is it a good move to move into these coins that Ted Anderson's offering right at melt, Bob Chapman?
Well, you buy them when nobody wants them. This is a tremendous opportunity to buy. Nobody knows where the bottom is. It could be right here, and in all probability is. So take advantage of it. If you got enough to buy 10 units, well, maybe buy 5 here and see what happens. And if you've got to pay $880 for it, well, that's okay. If you pay $820 for the second 5, that's okay, too. So that's a way to look at it.
Let's bring Ted Anderson up. These are semi-numismatic coins at bullion prices. Ted, I wanted to have you on today because so much is happening, and I wanted to point out to people, getting out of Federal Reserve notes is a good thing. Everybody I know who, is paycheck to paycheck, they'll go deposit a $2,000, a $1,500 paycheck in the bank, and then the bank will, even though they've had bank accounts for years, the bank will say, oh, you can only have a third of that money out, or you can't pay your bills for 6, 7 days, 2 weeks. We're just holding your money. And now I'm seeing other banks go under all this craziness, but the government's saying, oh, no, everything's fine. Don't buy gold, while they pack on trying to drive it down. Ted Anderson?
Yeah, I'm right here, Alex. I can tell you right now, this market, little market dip that we had here recently is what gold behaves like normally in the summer. And right now, we're sitting in a price range where gold was, it jumped up over $100 here last time. And what did it take, Bob? Maybe about 4 or 5 days for gold to go from 880, roughly in that range, to 950. I mean, right now is a very good buying opportunity. And I'd really suggest that if you get the if you have the opportunity and you have some cash, put it into gold. I mean, this Russian thing is just one of the problems we have. We got way too many problems in the market right now.
Ted, tell them about the coin offers you've got.
Yeah, I do. I've got the British Sovereign right now. It's a great coin. It's at 236. I have the French Franc right now. That coin is at 190. I am completely out of those walkers we've been talking about because the supply is just that tight. I've got dimes right now, the Mercury dimes. They're at $1,676 per $100 face. I mean, that silver is getting very scarce. I know, Bob, you probably have been out of touch with silver.
Stay there. Let's come back here from another minute from Ted, and then take maybe a call or two. Final segment straight ahead as we track the U.S. basically attacking Russia out of the clear blue.
Rumors spreading around in that Texas town about the shack outside the game.
If you go to Yahoo News, the top stories of the Olympics and celebrity hairdos, the John Edwards affair, the love child, is what's the big news. We are the thumb-sucking cowards. Not all of us, but the mainstream media caters to that, and it's kind of a feedback loop. What comes first, the chicken or the egg? The shorter our attention spans become, the shorter they make the news reports. It's just all a dumbing down. I'm sorry, U.S.-backed military forces attack and kill Russians in a premeditated murder. The Russians stream in with what looks like thousands of tanks and tens of thousands of troops, blowing the living daylights out of forces with our military mixed in with them, with Israelis. That is big news. I'm looking for people to say this doesn't even exist. I mean, that's basically what the denial mechanism has gotten so bad. Ted, again, give people those deals. Give them the toll-free number. Brokers are going to be there all weekend to take your calls. If people want to finally get out of their dollars into gold and silver. Gold more than doubled in the last 5 years. Go ahead, Ted.
Yeah, it's 1-800-686-2237. Again, it's 1-800-686-2237. We have the dimes. They're at They're at $1.67 face. That's $16. It's just a little bit over spot. That's a great buy. The Frank.
To be clear, is you're out of silver dollars.
Oh, we're talking about those silver dollars and the walking liberties. I mean, Alex, I can't get them right now. We just that little thing, that bank, that indie bank, that thing that went on, inspired enough buying that I couldn't even get supply on them. It'll probably take
folks,
me another 3 weeks.
When they're done propping things up, when the bottom finally completely falls out, which you can see the terrain, it just gets worse from here economically. You're not going to be able to get gold and silver. There is no doubt. I mean, the premiums, if you can get it, are going to be insane. If common sense reigns and we live in reality, I mean, who knows, you know. Casper the Friendly Ghost may start flying around any minute, as word as things have gotten here with the U.S. attacking Russia, and it's not even news. But, I mean, this is big news, folks. 1-800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. You can't beat those deals. We have links up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com as well. Go ahead, Ted.
Yeah, I was just about to say, maybe 3% of the people own physical gold and physical silver. You move 5, 10, 15% of the people from the United States into gold and silver, there's not going to be anything to buy. I mean, that's just reality.
Absolutely.
I mean,
Ted, we're out of time. 800-686-2237. Are there going to be brokers there this weekend to answer the phones?
Oh, yeah, they'll be here. You know they will.
And what's a later night at night?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Thank you, Ted. And, folks, if you call them and they're not there, tell them it's a Ted Anderson, Alex Jones special, or you might pay more for those coins. Those are right at what Ted's getting them for. 800-686-2237. Our guest website is theinternationalforecaster.com. Heavily hated by the feds, the New World Order, persecuted. He's one of the icons fighting the New World Order for close to 50 years. I guess it's like 48 years now. And we've been really honored to have Bob Chapman on with us today, theinternationalforecaster.com. You're going to pop in with me for 30 minutes on Sunday. So is Dr. Paul Craig Roberts. He'll be on in the first hour. And then Bob Chapman again Sunday in the second hour of the abbreviated show. If something big breaks loose with this Georgia situation, we will be back on air Saturday. Just listen to the InfoWars streams. The network wants to carry it, or any stations do. You can just dial in to the internet streams. They're high quality and get them there. Ted may just put it up on the satellite. But Bob Chapman, thanks for coming on with us.
You're welcome, and I'll see you on Sunday.
You bet. Yeah, that's your second hour, so that's 4 o'clock your time, 5 o'clock my time. Take care, Bob.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, we covered this whole Georgia thing. Burmese did the first 20 minutes. I had a bad feeling and came into work today from the other work I was doing. Literally, I told my wife, I said, I can't work here at home. I got to go into the office. Something's going on. I have a bad feeling. And it's 888, baby. We're like, hey, it's 888. Nothing big has happened yet. Wait a minute. Russia just went into Georgia. But then it turned out the U.S. attacked Georgia. Look at InfoWars.com for continual coverage. Retransmission starts now at InfoWars.com with Jason Burmese. The restream starts now.